Want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless and only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop, stop, the rock.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they mean.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, kids, besides that, a guy who's in the newspaper, what's his name?
Oh, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Yeah, who? But besides that guy, who's the only other American member of the Taliban?
Make him your reason for living. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. D Ensemble and all the ships at sea. Say hi to the two guys personally responsible for planning the WJFK holiday party.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. Dr. Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Is there a WJFK holiday party?
I actually did a reconnaissance before the show.
How'd it go?
And? Well, I'll explain. It's not easy to summarize in like two words.
Of course. Right. Listen, hello, it's the Don and Mike Show, and thank you for listening. A brand new episode on this Tuesday, December 4th. Here's your phone numbers for instant access.
For your instant requests and dedications on Request-O-Matic.
All right.
National number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., we love you. Your hotline, 202-432-1067. New York City, love you too, 877-692-1027. Those are your phone numbers. And, of course, let's say hello to Jolly St. Elston, there and their friend. Michael J. Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
I mean, I got tons of stuff here, but
it's very brief.
I'd like to know about the Christmas party here at WJFK.
Yeah. All right. The first thing on my mind when I came into this, and we're having a holiday party.
Yeah.
I'm upstairs. I see Liz, and Liz says, well, we're having a party at our house. And I said, no, that's not the one I'm talking about. The company Christmas party.
Let me give a little background on this. For the last 3 weeks, the people upstairs on the third floor, they've come to me and they've said, is there any way you could get on the air and ask if there's a hotel or a restaurant that would like to donate a Christmas party to WJFK? Because
as everybody knows, restaurants are doing so well during this time.
This is such a cheap goddamn radio station. Or I think they want to work some type of a trade deal.
Right.
And I've said to them every time, I said, yeah, I'll mention it today. And then, of course, it's so embarrassing, I never get on the air and say, this place is so cheap they can't pay for a Christmas party.
Well, I ask, I deal with Liz, who's having her own party, and then I come downstairs. And as I'm downstairs, I see flying through the hallways, as she's often wont to do this time of year, our fabulous, wonderful promotions director, Tammy Sachs.
We love Tammy.
Who is the best in the business. We've said that over and over again. And she is, doing what she always does. She's flying. She's doing a million things at once. And so somebody says, Tammy, she says, just a minute. And I see her, and I'm like, Tammy, and I decide what I'll do is I'll match her tempo. So I try to get a speed up, racing next to her. And during that process, I say, Tammy, are we having a Christmas party? She says, I don't know, but I think so.
Huh.
Yeah, that means and then I say, well, where is it going to be? And she said, we don't have a place yet. I said, is it going to be the Thursday before the NEW Christmas party next Friday? She said, I don't know. And then that's all I could keep up with. And she was out of there like a flash. But indication was that, yes, they do want to have one.
How do you keep morale up at a radio station in the year 2001? You, what you got right here at WJFK, you got a textbook of how you keep morale up.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I've heard rumors that there might be a Christmas party, but not for spouses or significant others to be invited to. So what my thought is why don't we just step back and throw a party for all our spouses? And then we can stay home and the spouses can have a Christmas party.
That's a wonderful idea.
I've worked at stations that have been so cheap when they've said, we're going to have a Christmas party, but you can't bring your wife. You can't bring your husband. You can't bring your girlfriend.
Do you remember the invite?
When did they do that?
Like 2 years ago, they sent out the invitation that had to browbeat them.
That's right.
Into including spouses.
That's right. Because of economic downturn, we can't afford to have you bring it. You're right. That radio station was this radio station.
It sucked.
They tried.
Okay, so anyway, that's the deal here from the good ship WJFK.
You know, it would be nice to really let people know maybe a week in advance as to whether they were having some sort of get-together.
I just say right now to the staff of WJFK, you know, forget it. Buy yourself a cheap bottle of booze next Thursday.
So many people have been bumped anyway. What's the point? I mean, half the staff back there is brand new.
Just come on in and just get drunk on Thursday, and that'll be the Christmas party.
Very good.
So the lead story today, I don't know, I got so many I want to discuss with you. We got another high alert warning. From the doofus or the guy with the national security,
Tom Ridge.
Got Jack Diamond stuff I'd like to talk about. Britney Spears' birthday party, I'm just blowing by these, but we've got to devote time to each of these topics. Britney Spears turned 20 yesterday,
right?
And her family gave her a male stripper who stripped in front of Britney. And Britney's mom, and Britney's dad, and Britney's 10-year-old sister.
Brilliant.
Up in Englewood, New Jersey. But our lead story today has to be, we love it when the OJ is in the news.
Yeah. Hey, how about this? This is a good story.
And now this has got a wacky, wacky, wacky spin. And here's the wacky spin. That the cops go down to the OJ's house down there in Florida because they hear that he or someone in the house is selling ecstasy. Okay, so so that's the first part of the story. But then I hear the second part. Not only is the OJ or whoever is in the house, but we know it's the OJ. Whoever it is, not only are they selling X, but they're also selling pirated DirecTV satellite access cards.
Yes, right. I know. Do you remember when we got a call from that guy a few years back that said, hey, you know, here's how you do it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've got quite a few of those cards at home, and I popped them in my machine, and they had the DirecTV. It never worked for me. And some guy actually one day came by and brought this, like a computer chip.
Right.
Looked like the inside of a computer that had all the mechanical stuff. But
very illegal.
But we had a guy. There was some website from Australia or somewhere where you can order these access cards that give you every channel. But the problem is, as soon as you get one of these pirate DirecTV cards, it's my understanding that like a red light goes on in the DirecTV headquarters.
Yeah, and they send out their SWAT team. But it was, selling X is one thing, and then you know, basically OJ stealing cable.
You know, well, he likes the games.
Pretty funny to hear that.
He wants to get the games.
The OJ. Now, how great is that?
It wasn't the latest update I heard on the news story is that he has not been arrested.
No, he has not.
And he is not so far indicted on any charges.
Not at all.
With all this. OJ once again.
But if he wants it out, he just goes, he's out looking for the killers.
Right.
He's out looking for the original killers.
Thought if he could get more free cable while he was on ecstasy, he'd be able to find the killers of his wife.
What was the headline about JonBenet?
Oh, her parents don't care anymore.
Yeah, that was the headline in one of the tabloids. Rob and I were reading. I had the picture. 5 years later, JonBenet parents don't care anymore.
Don't care anymore.
Don't care anymore. They're not. They're like OJ.
Right.
They're not searching for the killers anymore.
Sure.
That's it.
Sure, they're past it.
And meanwhile, you know, Robert Blake is still walking around the streets.
Well, you know, the bottom line is, if you really want to do well, of course, it was in Colorado with JonBenet, but I still think if you want to whack somebody and you're a celebrity, make sure you do it, within the Los Angeles city limits.
The OJ, I love the OJ. I love the OJ news. I wake up today and I see that face in the corner of the screen and I think, what has the OJ done today? Mm-hmm. And now the OJ is selling X and selling...
satellite TV cards.
It is refreshing to know, with all the time-consuming maneuvers maneuvers that our law enforcement officials have, that they still have just a little time to spend on O.J. Watching O.J., making sure he's flying straight and narrow.
Even though we're in a national state of emergency, we can still devote a certain percentage,
the O.J. task force,
of our good guys out there to watch the O.J.
And, you know, it's not like he's, you would think that after the great acquittal, he would have tried to keep a low profile.
You'd think.
Not O.J., no.
No, he had the road rage thing.
Sure, another trial.
Mm-hmm. Another trial.
That he got off on.
Which he won, you know. So now he's just, you're right, he's just sitting around, he's doing acts, and he goes, hey, you know what really made this good? If I could get every channel on DirecTV for free. You know what, and I got an idea. I'm going to, a package deal.
Right.
You buy X, I give you the free card, you get all the channels from DirecTV.
There you go.
Jesus.
The O.J. special.
Yeah. Oh, love the O.J. Yeah. Love having the O.J. in the news. Listen, before the rest of the stuff and today's show, want to get out the heavy-duty solicitor here for tomorrow's big show, the Boobs for Bens.
Yeah. Boobs for Bens.
Now, I know that we said that we weren't going to ask girls to call in, but frankly, we'd like to make sure some girls are coming down tomorrow.
Yeah, we'd like to know if you're planning on stopping by with your decorated breasts.
So if you're coming down to either have your breasts painted by Buzz or painted by a friend of yours, or you want to come down and just paint your own breasts so that they look like Christmas ornaments.
Can people come down after they're already painted?
Oh, sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. We'd like to hear from you. And since this is a D.C. contest, you can use either 877-365-3636 or your local line, 202-432-1067. Girls from the district, Maryland and Virginia, are invited to come down here to the Donna Mike World Broadcast headquarters tomorrow. And the best decoration of the boobs, regardless of the size, the shape, the hang,
right?
The indifference, and the, you know, some girls got like the Pablo Picasso nipples happening, where like one is up by their chin and the other one is all the way down by their belly button.
They have particular charm.
Yeah, but no matter what, this is not a judging contest on the best breast, the beautiful breast. It's simply the best decoration.
Best decorated breasts.
The breasts for Ben's, and we will select one set of breasts that we find to be the best, the most Christmassy decorated, and that gal's breast will win a key that can start the Mercedes-Benz that we are giving away a week from Friday on this show.
Will there be lovely consolation prizes for all participants?
Yes. Everybody will get the WWF Vengeance prize pack. We love the WWF.
Very good.
We've got all kinds of WWF stuff happening this week, so girls need to hear from you if you're coming down tomorrow.
I know
Buzz is ready to paint.
I'm ready,
and we've got our supplies. And as we mentioned, you can bring your own personal painter,
water based, I hope,
or you can just paint him yourself,
or latex.
Now, to win a key for the Mercedes Benz today, Tuesday, December 4th,
Tuesday,
go to this Simply Wireless location in the National Press Building down on 14th Street in Northwest Washington, D.C. Now, keep in mind, this location is only open until 5 o'clock this afternoon, though.
Very good.
So you've only got between now and 5 to go down. All you got to do is stick your head in the door there at Simply Wireless National Press Building on 14th Street, Northwest, and just fill out the entry blank. You don't have to buy anything. No one will dick you around. And we'll pick a name at random tomorrow to get one of the 29 keys.
Very exciting.
That we are going to be giving away to start the Mercedes-Benz a week from Friday. Okay, let's take some phone calls. I do want to talk about Britney Spears.
Sure.
Let's see. Where am I going here? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I don't even have screening stuff up. I don't know who's calling. Who is this?
Eric from Montclair, New Jersey.
Hi, Eric. Hi.
Yes, I have a spy report. Spy report.
Spy report.
Spy report.
Hey. What is it, my friend?
Well, this morning at about 7 o'clock, I get up, have my bowl of cereal, turn on Channel 41 Univision, the Spanish station.
Yeah.
This hot broad in high pumps and this miniskirt walking across the lawn, and all of a sudden I hear she's in OJ's backyard.
Yeah. Oh, hey, that's great.
Wow.
That's great. So Univision gets the scoop being in OJ's backyard.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I thought she was like, you know, breaking news. I thought maybe Osama bin Laden dropped the bomb on us. It wasn't.
No, it was just OJ dealing X in satellite cards.
Yeah.
Man, I said, why would Osama bin Laden dropping a bomb on us, why would that involve a woman in high heels?
He just saw breaking news on us.
Oh, yeah, breaking news. Okay, yeah. All right.
They're, the worst.
They're now acting like MSNBC and all these other, cable outlets.
Yeah, no, this guy's right, because I flipped around, I turned on Fox News Channel, and they had the scroll on the bottom also. And on Fox News Channel, they got the scroll that, like, it's like the football stuff that on Fox, where it explodes as, like, the two helmets coming together, where they want to show you it's not just news that's on the bottom of the screen. This is breaking news.
Breaking news.
The O.J. house is being broken into by federal marshals.
I never heard. Was O.J. in it when they broke into it?
He was home at the time.
He was
spotted by a TV helicopter wandering around in the backyard in his bathrobe while the federales were searching his place. And a couple hours later, he hopped in his SUV, fully dressed, and drove away. We don't know where.
Go play golf.
Sure.
Yeah, or just for one of his nice 20-mile-an-hour cruises down I-95 in Florida.
Maybe he's got an autograph signing to go to.
Hello, Al. Donna Mike Show. Al, hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, you're running a show. What is the contest? Why can't guys come down and paint their boobs?
Okay, because we're not homos, okay?
that's a matter of opinion, but anyway.
I agree that it is a chauvinistic contest. You're absolutely right now. Go get banged.
We will bring the full wrath of No Ma'am down on you if this doesn't change.
Of who?
No Ma'am.
No Ma'am? What the hell is No Ma'am?
We'll bite. Who's No Ma'am?
The National Organization of Manhood Against Amazonian Masterhood.
Whatever. Goodbye, Al. Goodbye, Al. I never heard a guy complain about the fact that girls are going to be coming down and painting their breasts.
Well, it's all about him.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, this is so cool.
How come you're not in school?
Hello.
Well, thank you.
I see. You always ruin the best calls by asking that question.
You know, the best calls get ruined.
Hello, Todd and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing? Hey,
hello.
To that last caller, tell him to go on the Stern Show. He likes guys. Hey, man, I love you guys. Keep up the good work.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Wow.
Bye bye. Hello, Todd and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. Hey, come on, DA. What?
What are you doing?
What?
But he just can't handle it.
He couldn't turn off his sandblaster soon enough.
God damn it.
What if he was in a sewer blowing grease away?
That guy didn't win the contest yesterday.
No.
Oh, and I met the guy who won the Where Are You listening to the show today. The guy Perry, the guy who was having... Buzz, the procedure was called the...
Cystoscopy.
The guy...
Cystoscopy.
I was...
Cystoscopy.
Right. I'm coming through the double doors out front, and the guy says, hey, you're one of the guys. And I said, yeah, hi, I'm Don. And he says, I'm Perry. And at first it didn't click, and then he said... I'm the guy that had the tube up my wanker yesterday. And I said, oh, how you doing? He said, oh, man, I'm sore.
Oh, wow.
I'm sore.
Did they find anything?
Didn't tell me.
Really?
Don't know. I didn't ask.
Yeah.
I didn't spend a lot of time with Perry.
Nobody hit it with a hammer when the tube was up there.
Hello, Tom. Tom, Donna Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, I just want to ask, isn't it strange how it seems like O.J., gets in a truck and they're supposedly investigating this for over a year? And this prick just gets in his truck and drives away this morning. It just seems like they're going to bumble another case on this guy. He's just going to walk away. It's unbelievable.
You know, I really was surprised to hear that they descend upon the house.
Thanks, boys.
15 agents.
You got it.
And they're looking for all this stuff, and then he just walks away. What's the deal?
Well, I got an appointment. I'll see you later. And the cops go, okay, OJ. Bye-bye. We're just searching their house for X and for these DirecTV satellite cards, but we'll see you later, OJ.
You know he gets into the pay-per-view porn.
I get all the channels for free. Who wants some X? I bet OJ has great X parties, great rave parties.
Oh, yeah. Oh sure.
I bet, because they get the glow-in-the-dark things around the
pacifiers. Necklaces,
yeah. Around the neck, and the pacifiers, and the lights go down low, and OJ got the music happening there.
Yeah, he's the only guy that's like 50.
Yeah. Walking around, hello, how are you, eh? Have some X. watch a free channel.
You know, that's why he's into it. He's into it just to get young people. That's what he's into it.
Interesting.
To get the next Nicole.
Yeah.
Right. Only blondes.
then they raid his house, tear his house apart. He walks around the backyard with a bathrobe, he gets into his car and leaves. That caller was absolutely right. I don't understand it either.
Because he's O.J.
He's O.J.
He's O.J. He's the O.J.
That's right. Now, and you know what? They'll probably say they are going to arrest him, and then he's gone.
Yeah, right.
They can't find him.
He's already skipped the country. He's got his disguise ready.
O.J. in Cuba.
He's got his passport ready. Jesus Christ.
He's going to Cuba and be commissioner of the Cuban football team.
So the Britney Spears, here's the deal now. You know, Britney Spears is one hot POA, and we have discussed that, and
she gets hotter with each year.
I think we all agreed when we saw her on HBO. We spent a lot of time talking about that show. At this point, who cares if she can sing? You could just hit the mute button during that HBO special, and you'd be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But she's continuing with this whole image thing where she says, even though I come out and I touch myself when I dance and I wear revealing outfits and I grind and I have simulated sex on stage, that really, I'm just a regular girl. I'm like the girl next door. Please don't judge me by what I do on stage.
Right. I believe her.
Well, the story is that she turns 20 yesterday, and she's up there in Englewood, New Jersey, with her family, and they hire a stripper. Now, I've got the stripper's name somewhere around here,
really?
And we're going to try to get in touch with this dude
Dirk
today.
Dirk Diggler.
and apparently, the guy comes up, and he does a striptease act for Britney, and Britney's mom is there, and Britney's dad is there, and Britney's 10-year-old sister is there.
You know, dad being there. Yeah, there's the stage parent right there, and dad being there.
And while this is going on, Britney's mom starts grabbing the guy's ass. Britney's mom is massaging the guy's buttocks.
Interesting.
As he's doing the dance for Britney with the 10-year-old there, and from what I've heard, it was a highly erotic dance that he was doing.
With a 10-year-old there.
Well, right? Yeah, with Britney's 10-year-old sister.
Mom
there.
And dad.
You tell me that girl's not a hoe. I mean, I like her either way.
Well, I mean, it's just a whole weird dynamic with the whole family there. I mean, what the hell is going on?
I don't
How
know.
Much, I mean, did he show his junk?
I don't know. I'm guessing that he just
probably just bumped and grinded
G-string,
with a
G-string on still, but, you know.
It's just weird.
You know, remember when we had that skanky guy in for Lisa last week? I mean, that guy was down to a G-string, and we saw much more than we wanted to see.
Sounds like Daddy probably has his cojones on the mantle, you know, because Daddy, you know, if he would, you know, any normal dad would be okay, you know, at least with the 10-year-old, all right, let's get out of here right now, and I don't want to be here.
And the mommy probably bombed. Oh, yeah, come here, let me grab that ass.
Right.
Let me grab that ass.
But she's a sweet, normal kid.
Yeah, keep telling us that, Brittany. Keep telling us that so that all the dumb soccer moms in America will keep taking their daughters to your show, because even though you act that way on stage, you're not that way in real life.
You know, it's perfectly okay for, I guess, 18-year-olds and older if they want to have a party like that. But, you know, bringing mom and dad and the 10-year-old sister along, that's where it gets into the land of the weird.
I mean, none of this really bothers me except the fact that she's got this double standard going. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's obviously, as I've said before, you know, if you went down there, if you checked out...
Little Britney?
Yeah, are they going to delete me if I say the word that starts with, that rhymes with, Ryman and starts with H?
Yeah.
If you went down there and you checked her Ryman that starts with H, I guarantee you that things like the Lincoln Tunnel. I mean, you could get patio furniture.
So you think that she has been not only active, but...
Yes.
But super aggressively active.
I just want to tell you something. Yesterday, we buy our tree every year, our Christmas tree. We buy our Christmas tree from Rob Spiewak. Uh-huh. Don't ask me how Rob gets in this business.
Spiewak and Sons.
But Rob sold us a beautiful 9-foot-tall Christmas tree, and it was a pain in the ass for Rob and I to get this thing in my SUV yesterday and to get it home. The point being, Britney Spears got room for that in there. Okay? I mean,
wow.
It's gigantic. I know we've done the thing before. We turn on the reverb like we're inside Britney Spears, but there's no way that Ryman that starts with H, there's no way that the seal's not broken on that.
So you think it's other guys besides just Justin Timberlake?
Oh, please.
Absolutely.
Like her company of dancers.
Yeah, I think probably even when she was on the Mickey Mouse Club.
My God.
Well, no, she was like 16 and 17,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
Look at the, like, listen.
I've been right about that. My daughters, they better not tell me that's going on when they're on the Mickey Mouse Club.
There is no doubt that she is a POA and that everyone would do her if given the chance. But the thing is, she's a stanky hoe, and she should just come out and just tell everybody she's a stanky hoe instead of going for this all-American, you know.
That angers you, the whole presentation of the girl next door innocent.
Yeah, because she's
bothers you. You'd like her to be more like Joan Jett.
Well,
I mean, Joan Jett
without the underarm hair.
Right. Well, but Joan Jett, you know, we had Joan Jett on the show a couple of times, and Joan Jett was, you know, she didn't pretend to be anything. She was Joan Jett.
Joan Jett with just a touch of Courtney Love.
Yeah. Yuck. You wanted to be a bad girl.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be honest. That's all. Just to say, you know, okay, listen, what I do on stage, really, that's kind of what I do in real life.
Right.
And, you know, down there, You could park a Volkswagen down there. Yeah, I got plenty of room down there. I have been spread more times than a
and
jar
game margarine.
Right, that's it, than a right. jar of mayonnaise. Hello, Johnny, Donna Mike Show. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, you can't blame the mom. That stripper had a great ass.
He had a great ass.
Mom had her head all the way up.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to say that Britney Spears should F her image and just do us all a favor and get in Playboy already.
Yeah, but you know, that's not going to happen for another 10 to 15 years.
I'd rather see her in House.
That's not a bad idea either.
It's my nickname for Penthouse.
Oh my God. Because you want to see her going number one?
No. Well, no, I just want to see her in House because House is more revealing. It's not necessary to see her go number one. What's wrong with you?
And also, I don't know if you guys saw it, but when she did one of those things, I think the 99 MTV Music Awards, one of the dancers were grabbing on her and grabbing her breast.
Yeah.
And I think that I wanted to...
This guy's so into Britney Spears, it's funny.
Hey, listen, every guy's into Britney Spears. She's hot.
Yeah, but it's funny when you get this guy, you are. I mean, you think about her every day, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right. Thank you, Michael. All right, thanks for the call. Every day.
We will see you later.
Okay, you're late for work again. Sorry, I was thinking about Britney.
She's a POA, and sadly, we're not going to see her in House, as you call it, or Playboy, or My Dream, High Society. We won't see her in any of those magazines until her career is totally off the charts, until she's a nobody. That's when we'll see her, and we're not going to see her at her best. We're going to see her after she's had a couple of kids and she's kind of stretched out.
Yeah, she'll probably go the other way. She'll probably go the other route. She'll you know, go the clean, wholesome route. 100%. When she drops this whole teen image thing. You know?
I was hoping maybe for a mother-daughter spread in a few years.
I haven't seen her mother.
Neither have I. I'm just hoping.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey there, Don and Mike. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay.
Just wondering if y'all happened to see her last night on the David Letterman Show.
Yeah, that was a rerun.
Oh, it was?
That was a rerun, and one of the few times that I think Letterman has ever allowed anyone to lip sync on his show, really. And I think, I remember when I watched that Letterman episode, it was the one with Good Luck Storming the Castle, Billy Crystal.
Talking about 61?
Yeah. No. This was after the World Series.
Okay.
This was a recent...
A recent rerun.
And I was wondering why, as the show went on, why, like, Billy Crystal was getting three and four segments. I mean, you got Britney Spears on the show, and they had Britney Spears in the last 4 minutes of the show.
Right.
The last 4 minutes where they usually put, like, the lame comedian who always gets bumped.
Right.
They had her on, and my thinking was it was because she's not really singing.
I think you're right.
Because she lip-synced, and obviously Letterman took the booking to have Britney Spears on his show.
Sure.
But, you know, it was so obvious, just like during her HBO special.
Yeah, lip-sync.
That she was lip-syncing. But again, I wasn't complaining. I watched it again last night.
It's frustrating to watch that because she kind of does set a precedent for other performers. I didn't see J-Lo's concert in Puerto Rico. Was she lip-syncing also? Has anybody seen that, was doing that? I know Madonna doesn't lip-sync.
No, she doesn't, and you can tell.
Right.
Hello, Dan.
We just sounded gay there, didn't we?
No.
Madonna doesn't lip-sync, and you can tell. She's great.
Well, most of Madonna...
Cher never lip-sunk.
Most of Madonna's fan base now is homos.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go to a Madonna show, you might as well, you know... Never mind.
Music.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nothing at all.
You want to go see Madonna, bring a quilt with you, okay? That's all I got.
I'd go to a Madonna show. What does that say about me? I have nipples, Greg.
Hello, Dan. Don and Mike show. Hi,
Dan. You milk me?
Hi, Dan.
Britney Spears and her mom, they're just people.
Just people.
But you know, I got a problem with the dad. I got a problem with the dad being there with the 10-year-old daughter. What the hell is the dad doing there with the 10-year-old daughter? You know, while mom, you know, it's just a whole, you know what it is? It's a whole matriarchal thing. Mm-hmm. It's like mom probably directing everything. Mom and Britney. Dad's probably over there going, he's really handsome.
Hey. Dad probably watches his daughter's videos.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so sick.
Yeah, I would if I was Britney Spears' dad.
Now, listen, I wouldn't do her.
Oh, well, that's nice of you.
Because, you know, that's wrong for a parent to have sex with a child. But if my daughter was as hot as Britney Spears, I might, like, I might put one of those baby cams in the shower.
Oh, no.
Sure I might.
No, you
would. Sure, I would.
No, you would.
Sure I would.
No,
just see what's doing.
No, you just stop it.
Just watch that. I'd be wrong with that.
I want you to stop it right
just, now. You know, give me a peephole into her bedroom.
Just stop it.
You know, if my daughter was Britney Spears.
Bad man.
She's famous and stuff.
Bad man.
And hot. Yeah, even though I'd known her since she was a little girl and raised her as my daughter.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I couldn't appreciate her as the lovely woman she is today.
You're making my flesh crawl right now.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Is that such a bad picture that Britney Spears is my daughter?
For me, that's a big bad picture.
Britney Spears is my daughter.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I'm hiding. Mm-hmm. Like behind a two-way mirror.
Well, now it's getting to be a funny picture. Now you're painting a real picture.
And I got like a big Santa Claus type chair.
Right.
You know, big
and a Santa Claus hat.
And a hat.
And maybe a little clown makeup on too.
And I'm nude.
Right.
And
And
I'm watching Britney as she gets ready for the day.
It's highly disturbing. Highly disturbing.
Especially from a future children's programming executive.
Yeah. All right.
That's right.
Well,
Board of Advisors.
You know, well, give me some input. I know you went to your therapist yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Run that by your therapist the next time you go and see what your therapist says about my thoughts about if I was Britney Spears' father.
Yeah, I'll throw that out there. I'll see if I can get a little analysis for you.
So you can get me a free one.
I'll check it out.
Shouldn't take much time.
I'll check it out.
Really? Oh, come on, F you, Buzz. Come on, Donna Mike Show. Listen, you know what? You do her.
Oh. Oh my God!
Not if I was her father.
I wouldn't do it. Would you do her? Would you do her if she was your stepdaughter?
No, of course not.
Jesus. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike. How are you?
How about if you were her uncle, but not blood?
No.
But not blood.
No.
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 I'm afraid I would.
No.
Given the chance.
No.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know.
You say to shock is what you're
saying. No.
Cousin, maybe.
Say things to shock people.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
And upset.
Hey, guys.
Who's this?
This is Chris. How are you?
Hi, Chris.
Just a couple quick things. Love you guys. Think you guys are awesome.
Thanks.
If you guys are really going to YSP, I can't wait for it, man. I hope it's January 4th like that.
No,
like,
I doubt it. I know, and we're not discussing that. But thank you anyway.
Sorry about that.
Thank you. That's okay. We got that yesterday. We promised we were not going to get to that again. Hello, Donna Mike. I'd much rather talk about how I'd like to have sex with Britney.
Yeah, he gets an extra twinkle in his eye when he
if I was related to her.
Right.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Am I in the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, what can I do to win something?
Are you a woman?
No.
Well, tomorrow we're doing the
call. Are there any women in your life? Girlfriends, wives, sisters,
mothers?
No, not really.
No, I didn't think so.
I didn't think so either.
we're looking for girls for tomorrow's boobs for Ben's contest.
This man has no contact with women.
No contact with females at all, huh?
No, not really.
Then you're SOL, my friend.
All right.
See you later. Bye-bye. Robin tells me we got to do a break. I continue thinking about what I do and what I would, how I'd have to be related to her to get away with it in my mind morally.
Yeah, absolutely. You might want to take a cold shower during the break.
and keep in mind that one time when I was really, really drunk, I did kiss my niece.
Beth,
on the mouth.
Yeah, that's true. You know what?
In front of my wife, I did. That's right. How drunk I was. I did it in front of my wife.
Wow.
Now, she's not my niece through blood. She's my niece through marriage.
Mm, still doesn't make it okay.
No. She's hot.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
I know.
I just couldn't help it. And the worst part is I don't remember it.
Right.
I was so drunk, I finally kissed my niece, who incidentally at the time was 25.
Mm-hmm.
I finally kissed her, and I don't remember a word. I don't remember anything I said. I don't know how it happened.
Fortunately, there were several family members that didn't allow you to forget.
Yeah. Oh, they still don't.
They right.
It
will.
Was a topic of Thanksgiving, as a matter of
it
fact.
It was, you know, and here I am, you know, being Mr. Offended, but... probably one of your greatest stories ever.
877-365-3636. That's your national number from D.C., 202-432-1067. And from New York, 877-692-1027. Let's clear these out. Get a caller 100, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
John Geronimo gets the handoff. He's at the 10, the 5, touchdown, Geronimo. John Geronimo gets the handoff.
Wait a minute, that's Harry Callis. Hold on.
John Geronimo gets the...
Harry, did you hear that, Harry?
I heard that. I've watched Don Geronimo my whole career. He's amazing.
There you go. You heard it.
Satan's imps. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That was Harry Callis, that dude from NFL Films.
It's a funny name.
Yeah, it is. It's like a funny DJ name, right?
Hey,
funny JM there. I want to say hi to everybody who's watching the Britney Spears HBO show right now with the sound muted. How's your Harry Callis? This is Al Qaeda. Here's to Harry Callis.
Yeah.
We're going to call 100 right here on the radio. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, 100.
Yeah, turn your radio down. Turn it down.
Okay.
All right, hey, what's your name?
Dave.
Hi, where are you from?
New York City.
Caller number 100, and you've won the WWF Vengeance prize pack from Comcast and Cox Cable. WWF Vengeance in demand in your home Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Hope you like the wrestling.
All right, thanks a lot.
Who doesn't love the WWF? Call your Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order WWF Vengeance on pay-per-view.
Thank you.
Right. And hold on just a second. So I don't get this high alert warning again.
Okay.
That they're coming out with, and I think we went through this the last time.
Yeah, if you read the cover of the Washington Post today, I mean, it's one of the most disturbing front pages that I've read since all the stuff hit the fan.
The well, I only read the sports and the
one side,
and the style. So what did it say?
One side was the high alert, and the other side was the fact that they had Osama has nuclear capability, and you know. And then I rarely get deep into those articles. I normally scan the front page, but I read the whole article, and they said that might be one of the reasons for the high alert. And that was kind of strange. And they weren't real specific, and they didn't give details. And there was somebody in there that was from the Taliban saying, we don't even have modern weapons, much less nuclear capability. You know, there's just so much speculation and so much that we don't know. It's very, very difficult. But I do take issue with the people that complain about the high alert, saying, here we go again.
Hi, hello, you're looking at him. How you doing?
But I'm also saying, you know, we should be vigilant, and if we have to be reminded to be vigilant, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Well, this is the third time now we've been reminded to be vigilant.
Right.
Vigilant, and nothing's happened. I mean, why can't we just have like a regular announcement once in a while? You know, not a press conference from the lead Water Buffalo. You know, what's the place that Fred Flintstone used to go to?
The Royal Order of the Water Buffalo.
Right, right. Instead of having him come out with a hat with the horns on it and saying, hey, we're at high alert, how about Bush just comes out every once in a while and says, listen, don't forget, you know, don't let your guard down.
Yeah, and I suppose that would be a different way to do the same thing that they're doing. I think that they probably, if they did it that way, it'd be the same thing, because they're really not giving us any specific information, and that drives me absolutely
insane.
They
say the information they have is not specific, but they say it is credible, and they say that the radical Islamic followers have a history of launching attacks during Ramadan, and that's really why they're bringing this up this time.
Radical,
I don't know. It's radical. Then they tell us to go on with our normal lives. Meanwhile, if you want to go on a tour of the White House, you can't.
No, you can't do that.
Right. You can't. And I saw the most ridiculous thing on TV. They got, of course, Laura Bush showing the TV cameras what they've done there in the White House. And on one of the trees, they have a gigantic cowboy boot. that's actually hanging as an ornament.
Like a whole boot?
A boot, yeah. A whole big, regular Texas-sized boot.
It's dressed, is it with Christmas colors?
No, it's silver. It looks like, frankly, it looks like some fag Liberace thing that all of the ornaments on all of the trees, at least what I saw, right, the part of the White House, they're all silver.
Mm.
All of the ornaments.
Like aluminum?
Yeah, well, no. The tree is green, but they've got like that spray in that's ice, snow in a can stuff.
Fake snow. Was it kind of white trash?
I kind of crystallized what I was thinking. Yeah.
Could the tree be a blue spruce, which has like a whitish color anyway?
No. They made a point of saying that the bushes went through and had fake snow and fake ice put on the trees, and that they decided
the
motif.
Spray?
Spray stuff.
Spray's tacky.
Yeah, I know it is.
I mean, I accept the fact that you've got the garland tinsel debate.
Sure.
You know, on trees, a lot of people, some people put the garland on, which they wrap around. Some people throw the strands of tinsel on. But, but that spray stuff is nasty.
Yeah.
Anyway. Maybe in Texas, that's how they do
it. Yeah, it might be a Texas Christmas.
Sure.
I think so. Hello.
There's snow down there, you know.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
It's too hot.
Hey, Don, I was thinking about the new high alert we're on.
Yeah.
What if we don't have any new information on on the next terrorist attack, but, you know, that's just their way of putting a bug in the ear of the terrorist to think, well, you know, maybe they knew we're going to do this, so we'll hold off for a while.
Maybe that's the reason the first two warnings didn't result in anything.
Exactly.
You never know. That could be true. I understand they can't give us any specifics because they have to worry about a panic.
Mm-hmm.
But then I heard another report that said, there is a general, not a specific threat, that here in the Washington area, either today or... And then the line was something like...
Or sometime
thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is irritating. You know, it's like it could happen whenever.
Anytime, right. Yeah,
it's very frustrating, but it does make me look at trucks, look at people, and I hadn't been thinking about that. You know what? And if nothing comes of it, the next time they issue a high alert, I'm probably going to look at the world around me a little differently. And if that's what we're supposed to do, then somebody else said, but what are we supposed to do? I wouldn't mind some specific.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do?
When you're on high alert, well, they say you're supposed to be more aware of suspicious things around you.
And
if you see something, report it to the proper authorities.
I want to turn in the man in the maroon sweater in the next room.
Okay. I've twice called in Joe Ardinger.
I think Buzz is highly suspicious.
I've always considered Buzz to be suspicious.
Very secretive. Asiya. Hello, Asiya. You're on the air. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah. You might remember me from yesterday, and I have a story about it. I was calling from the porta potty.
Oh, down by the World Trade Center, right?
Well, let me go into a little. In order for me to get to the porta potty, I had to cross a border, which was, you know, if you've been down to the World Trade Center, they have borders and there's police over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was no cop there, and I knew it wasn't supposed to be behind there, so that's how I got into the porta potty originally. The hard part was getting out unnoticed.
Now, you seem to be whispering now.
Yeah, because I'm at work and my boss is right behind me.
All right, I got you.
And I don't want him to know about this. And when I got out, about 4 feet away from me, there was a lady cop. And they asked me for my identification, and I ended up with a $75 summons for trespassing.
Ooh. Oh, did you?
This is after you left the porta potty?
Exactly. No one was banging down the door or anything.
Well, that also speaks to the security they got going down there. That's good that they knew you were down there.
I got in, but...
The porta potties are being guarded.
When you get right down to it, $75, that's not much to pay for a valuable lesson.
What about a sympathy prize, guys?
Yeah, you know what? I'll give you the WWF Vengeance.
You guys are great.
The pay per view. Thank you.
But I do it only for you guys.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I see you. Yeah, because the guy did sneak into the the police porta potty.
Yeah, we believe him too. He was one of the one of the few that we actually really believed.
Hello, John. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hi, how are you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Thanks, John.
I was just wondering if you saw the thing you were talking about Britney before. I've seen it about a month ago, and it looked very, very real. It didn't look fake, but it was a picture of Britney.
Say that.
I'm sure it was real. Yeah. This guy is talking about a picture of Britney giving oral to two guys at the same time. Yeah.
You know, based on that cartoon book, well, that real book, that photo book that we had a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, the one that the guy did about Lisa?
I mean, they do marvelous things now with computer graphics.
Let's go to Frank. Yeah, I'm sure that's true. I mean, I'm sure it's true.
Two guys.
But I'm sure there's no pictures available.
Two guys at once.
Hello, Frank.
You can dock their photos.
Hello, Frank. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
You know, I'm a little upset with your contest and you're discriminating against people with testicles. You're calling women
tomorrow to
decorate the nipples and the boobies and everything, and I would like to come down and maybe wrap a little garland around my sack or something. Can't I compete?
You have so many guys call and want to paint their
it's this guy again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, get out of here.
Somebody find him.
Get out of here, would you please?
Oh, what's wrong with people?
For the love of Christ. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Sarah, hi.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Back to Brittany. Has anybody seen a picture of her little sister?
Yeah.
No,
I mean, is there, like, any resemblance? Because you guys were saying that you wanted to see her in Playboy. And if she
Rob has. I'm not sure how.
Oh, no, we want to see Brittany in Playboy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. At 10, if she's at strip parties with her parents, I'm sure in 8 years, if she looks anything like Brittany, she'll be in there for you.
You got a picture of her in
It's not in here. It's in the current Us magazine. But, yeah, I mean, she's... No great shakes, I don't think. The one I'm after is Mrs. Spears.
Ah!
The Mrs., all right. Whom I've never seen.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Hello, Pete, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hey, Pete. Peter?
Hello.
Pete, hi. Peter. Yeah, hi. You're on the air, Pete.
How are you? I just wanted to know, your listeners are a pretty wide audience. The Department of Corrections is patrolling the New York waterways where I was sunbathing yesterday.
Yeah.
And after I spoke to you, they chased me out.
Really? So they were listening. He's another guy who participated in the contest yesterday.
That's right. You were in some water holding tank?
That's correct, yeah. It's kind of a boring job for those guys, so I guess they're pretty avid listeners. And after they heard it broadcast, they came in and they chased me out of the place.
Man, good.
All right, well, sorry about that.
You know, sorry about that, but it's kind of a good thing that they're vigilant. We're improving security.
I ain't giving you a prize, though. Thank you, though, my friend. Here you go. Rob has this from the current issue of Us Magazine. Right here in the middle. Is that in the middle? Is Britney Spears' sister?
Yeah.
That's her?
I believe so.
Yuck. She looks like Corey Feldman. Take a look at her.
She's 10.
She
looks like one of the Olsen twins.
Yeah. Yuck. Well, maybe she'd be one of those kids that starts out ugly and grows up beautiful.
Yeah. Little Jamie Lynn.
I don't know.
Oh, Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
Who's that? The Star Wars girl?
Yeah.
Yuck.
Oh, man, we disagree.
She's just like Winona Ryder with just slightly darker skin.
Oh, you're so wrong about that.
I wouldn't do Natalie Portman with your D.
So, oh, man.
I really would.
Watch Natalie Portman as she grows older.
Mm-hmm. But
how old is Natalie Portman?
13.
No, she's not. She's 20, I think. 20 or 21.
14, something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Some age that you would find unacceptable.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. I'm so complex.
Hold on. I do have to tell you about one thing that happened. I called Mike on the way in today to see if he was listening to a Q107. You know, this guy, Jack Diamond, Harvey Fisher.
Harvey.
You know who he is. We've talked about him for years and years. He does one of these goddamn vanilla as can be vanilla, never offend anybody shows where they like to find kids with cancer and put them on the air and you know they say, hey, we got a drive going for a little buzz who's got cancer and we're just going to make his holiday a happy one. And this is the guy that divorced his wife, and again, who am I to say? I've divorced one, Mike's divorced one. But what he did for years and years was he paraded his wife and his kids on the air, not exactly like I do with Frida. He would bring them in, like for holidays and junk.
Mm-hmm.
He would bring his wife in, and when she would cook Christmas cookies for everybody on the
show. Yeah, I mean, it was a regular part of his deal. And we should mention, when he did all the thing with sick kids, it was done in not a way that, you know, that's fine when people do that. It's the way he did it that was just disingenuous, because we knew the guy, and we knew what the guy was about, and the guy is not to be trusted.
Right, that's like his whole format is to make himself look like a great guy.
When we know him, and we know he's not.
He's not. So he would pull his kids out of school, and they would come in like at Halloween, and he would have them read joke books on the air. You know, little kid jokes. And all the dumb house frows that listen to him would all call up and go, oh, Jack, your kids are adorable. You're such a great father. Oh, you. And for the longest, I'd be like, you know, I love Pam. I love the kids. So anyway, as I'm sure you know, he dumped Pam, his ex-wife, and the four kids because he knocked up the tambourine player from his band. He's like Mike. He's a disc jockey with the band.
Oh,
Oh, God, you just throw it away like that. Oh, well, but there are the, you know, that's where the similarity ends, though.
No, I will give you credit for that. You've not knocked up your tambourine player and left your wife.
Well, if I knocked up my tambourine, first of all, we don't have a tambourine player. And if I knocked up anyone that was in the band,
yeah,
I would be gay.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you. We are currently female free, ladies and gentlemen.
So his whole thing on the air has been, rather than just come on and say, hey, I got divorced, it didn't work out with Pam, and I'm with my new wife, you know, and I think if you're counting, maybe in real life it's wife number four?
Three, I believe.
Three?
Okay, yeah, three.
Well,
three. Rob, no, not nine, Rob.
Three, four, whatever, you know. You would just get on the air and you would just be honest, but he constantly paints this charade that...
He wants to spin himself into this, he's got it all together.
That he's, you know, he's the one guy who got divorced and his ex-wife and he are still such good friends, and I'm listening today and he's talking about if you go to mix1073.com, you click on the icon that says Jack Diamond at home, and you'll see a picture
right
of
there. That's sick.
You'll see a picture of my new son, Connor. Connor Lennon. That's almost as good as Cody Gifford or Wyatt Imus. Okay. Connor Lennon Fisher.
Yeah. Don't give the kid, you know, a name that they can have. You know, give one that projects all of you onto them. Just totally dominate the child from when it comes out of the womb.
So Connor Lennon is the kid, and apparently the kid is 7 months, and he's talking about this. He's going on and on, but he's, and I don't doubt this. Saying, you know, he's delightful. He's a wonderful baby, a great disposition. And I'm listening to this, and I'm just waiting because I know what's coming.
Yeah, you're waiting for the promotion of Jack.
And then he says, and if you go further down the webpage, you're going to see pictures of my kids. You know, the other kids from the other marriage with Connor.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then I'm thinking, all right, that's a little sick, but mm-hmm. if he wants to put it up on the website, again, yeah, to make himself out to be, you know, this
guy. Yeah, everything's
guy,
fine.
That's fine. But then he tops himself because he starts talking about the ex-wife again.
Yeah.
And he says, and I'm quoting verbatim, he goes, Connor is a great kid. He's wonderful. 7 months old. And, you know, even Pam loves him. I'm going to throw up.
Wow.
Pam thinks the world of him. Pam has been over and has spent time with him. And, you know, I just want to say, Pam is a great, great lady and still one of my best friends. And, you know, to have Connor with Pam, that's...
So what he wants to do...
That's truly joyous.
Let's read between the lines here. What he wants to do is he'd like to have a harem. Is what he'd really like to have. He'd like to be like the king and I. You know what I mean? He'd like to have 14 wives surrounding him constantly where he would father many, many children and everybody, and he would be king.
And I don't doubt that his ex-wife has seen the baby that he's had now with the new trophy wife that he traded the old model in for.
You wouldn't know.
And I don't doubt that perhaps, you know, what's she going to say? What's the ex-wife going to say? Wow, this kid is... uglier than a bag of potatoes, you know.
Yeah, the ex-wife is probably going to be like most ex-wives in that situation. Probably polite, some of them not polite, but I mean, you know, you would think that, you know, in reality, I mean, this is the spawn of the woman, the chippy,
right,
that he banged in his band.
Right, and which is the reason that he left the wife and the kids in the first place. So, you know, let's say you're the ex-wife, Pam, you know, and you're coming over because he's late with a support check or whatever, and he's got the new one there, you know, the new deduction in his hand.
And meanwhile, putting everybody, I mean, you know, usually, and we discussed this before, when you go through this, really, I think it's important to perhaps, you know, take everybody off the website, you know, low-key it on the air, you know, maybe let the kids achieve some normalcy, you know, instead of plastering everybody. You're adding an element that can't be very healthy.
Hey, Buzz, go to Mix1073. There's no dot in there. Mix1073.com.
Okay, I got some other station with a JJ and Lisa doing
No,
morning
show. Go to, there's no dot in it. Go to Mix1073.
Okay.
FM. Mix 107, that's it. Someone just told me. Mix 107.3.
Well, that's why I was having trouble with
FM.com.
I looked at some very ugly people there.
And the thing that was driving me crazy about this is I'm listening to this, and again, what this guy is doing, he just can't be honest and say, you know, I was married and I can't stand my ex-wife. I mean, I know that you've said that you're ambivalent about your ex-wife, but I think most times you marry someone, you get divorced because you don't like each other.
Yeah, you do. I mean, people get divorced for a variety of reasons. But what you don't do, I don't think, is parade everybody. You know, it's got to be rough. We have always said it's got to be a little rough on the ex-wife.
And you certainly try to have, if you've got kids, you try to have at least a social relationship, a phony relationship with your ex.
Yeah, you have to do that.
When you're together for the kids. But he takes it to the next degree where if you are dumb enough, and trust me, his listeners are dumb enough, mm-hmm. to buy this crap, not only did he leave the wife who he used to parade on the air whenever he would need her for something,
right.
and the kids, he left them for the young tambourine player from the band,
right.
knocked her up, and everything's fine. Not only do his kids love the new baby brother that they have, uh-huh. with the mother who's just a few years older than his oldest daughter, but his ex-wife is also so thrilled,
right.
about his relationship with the girl that he dumped her for that the ex-wife comes over and she thinks that the baby is darling.
Yeah, all of this according to him.
Yeah, it's bull ass. Hi, Joe.
I was listening as well, and don't forget that his little cunny fest of circle of friends is all fawning over this.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, Jack, it's wonderful time of year.
Yeah. You're right, Joe, and all of the people on his show.
Yeah, right.
While he's going through this, they're peppering him with stuff like, and they call him JD, you know, Jack Diamond. They go, right. Oh, JD, I just want to say, Stacey Benn, I just want to say, JD, you know, this is wonderful. You're a great father to all of your kids, and you're a shining example of what can happen when a relationship falls apart and a new relationship starts, but everybody can stay together and stay in touch. And they just kiss.
And here's the deal. Here's the important thing, okay? And this is a message from me to Jack Diamond personally. All right, Jack, this is going to work until the other relationship goes south.
Yeah,
as soon as the other one goes south, then you got problems.
Until you meet the next POA.
Right, exactly.
You know, and you decide to dump her.
Just remember, I'll be watching you. I will be watching you. We will bring you down. We will bring you down to Chinatown.
And then it got surreal because then his producer started asking him about his oldest daughters. And I almost drove off the road.
Yeah. And the producer, his producer, who's a woman, he's one of these guys that got a show, but he thinks if he can get women to listen, if he surrounds himself with women.
Yes,
right?
Women, ladies, my harem.
So he's got.
Yeah,
so
thank
he's,
you.
So his producer, who's a girl. A
little 4 foot tall man with a gray beard running around. Hey, thank you.
She comes in and she says, and Jackson, I have to tell you, your daughters. They're so beautiful. They've turned out to be lovely young women.
And here, well, hey, thank you.
Oh, Buzz has got the picture.
Yeah, okay, here are the daughters you're referring to.
Here you go.
These are all of his previous kids with his current new baby, Connor.
Look at this on the website.
Foreground, and look how gray Jack's
got. It's like
gotten.
A guy that lives, it's like a bigamist. You know what I mean? It's like one of those guys that lives like out in Oregon and he's got the eight wives, the commune.
What an a-hole to do this to his old family.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And it's one thing if you want to do this in private, and I could understand if you want the kids that you had with the other wife to know the kids that you've got with this wife. That's fine. That happens all the time. But you don't take a picture of it and put it on a radio station website.
I agree.
To make yourself look like a great guy.
I agree.
Because it
could be just me, but I think I see pain in the children's smiles.
No, stop it. The whole reason that picture is there is so that his dumbass listeners will go there and go,
right.
Oh, look at Jack. Look at what a great guy Jack is. That Jack gets along with all four of his ex-kids and the baby.
Because he's a tyrant. Because I worked for the guy. He's a tyrant.
What other pictures they got there, Buzz? Any other ones?
Here's his new puppy, Casey.
His new puppy. What else have they got there?
Let's see. It's just pictures. Let's see. There's a picture of his new wife and new baby.
Oh, put that up. Let's see that. Let's see if he traded up or not. Hey, and this has got to make the ex-wife feel real good.
Yeah, sure. And strangely enough, no pictures of her.
No. No. You know, just brief. Just waiting for the page to load here.
Because really, even he probably realizes putting a picture of the ex-wife on the website would be beyond absurd. She's right. Cute. There's the new wife.
Yeah, she's not bad.
Let me see.
She's not bad.
The big sister.
That's Amy.
Hold on, that's not the wife. That's not the wife. That's his daughter.
Okay. Her name is Amy. Isn't what's the new wife's name?
Lisa.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Amy. All right.
That's his daughter. We thought his daughter was his new wife. Is there a picture of the wife?
You know what? I don't say. Maybe this might be one here. Let's see.
Buzz is just clicking all over this thing.
There are lots of pictures of Jack and his family.
His old family, his new family.
There's the new wife. There's Lisa.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah. There you go. Well, I take it back. He should have married his
oldest. You and I win that award.
He should have married his oldest daughter.
Right.
He should have done what I want to do to Britney Spears.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
She's taller than him.
Yes, of course she is.
In all ways.
Rob, all women are taller than he is.
All beings
except
are
except for maybe my wife. That'd be it. My wife's 4'10 and a half.
You got any other ones there, Buzz?
It's just Jack with Al Gore. You know, more of that.
Go back to the one just of Jack and his previous children and him holding the baby.
Okay.
That's the one everyone should go to, mix1073fm.com.
Mm-hmm.
And just take a look at this ass, because you can relate to this even if you're listening to us in Seattle or Portland or New York.
You know, and what he does really with his own family, it isn't our business until he makes it our business by parading them out there. And it's just, and we always, you know, there's only one person that we're concerned about through all this, and we just pass it along.
Yeah,
if the ex-wife is listening, hey, honey, we understand what you're probably dealing with
all
this
crap. And
the kids,
I'm sure the kids from the other marriage don't appreciate the fact.
You never know.
That they're, well, no, I would have to think. Their daddy, who doesn't live at home anymore,
right,
takes their picture with the new baby and puts that on the website.
Right, right.
You know, don't do that. Look at that picture. Look at him. Look at that son of a bitch.
Hey, it's me, Jack Diamond. Here I am. Look at my four grown children. And I've got a brand new baby from my new wife.
But, you know, I'm still such a good guy.
I'm a great guy.
Everybody loves Jack. That's what the website should be called. Everybody loves Jack.
Oh, and the bigger picture is even worse. Because Buzz has got a thing that you can get either the small picture or you can make it the whole screen.
I can't tear myself away. It's like almost horrifying thing.
You know, isn't that what the website should be called? Everybody loves Jack.
I want that to be my new screensaver.
Okay.
Over here on my computer on my side.
Everybody loves Jack. Well, once you've gone to the website, click on the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Then down at the bottom of the page, Jack's Life at Home. Or Jack's Life Off the Air. That's what it's called.
Oh, boy. Jack's Life Off the Air.
It's amazing. My life, let me explain it if I can to you. My life off the air is one where everybody loves me.
Hey, listen, I was married. I had four kids. And we divorced. And Pam and I are the best of friends. Yeah. She's a wonderful woman to be a lifelong friend, and she loves baby Connor as well.
Let me just tell you something. I love the kids. I love Pam. I love my ex-wife, Pam. I love my new wife, Lisa. Everybody loves me.
Mm-hmm.
Love, love, love.
I'm Jack Diamond.
We're best friends.
Jack Diamond.
Yeah, right. Best
God damn.
Friends.
Right. Oh, I feel bad for the ex. Right. I feel bad for the kids. Hello.
Another good one.
Oh, God, Mike, take a look at that
The proud father.
Now, that's like after the baby was born.
Just after Connor was born.
A prick he is.
7 months ago.
I've seen that. Yeah. Who wants to put those pictures up on a goddamn DJ website?
Hey, man, it's my personal moment. I'm going to share it with everybody because it makes it a little less sincere.
Hello, Dave. Are you there? Dave. All right, Dave's not there. No, he is.
Jack Diamond. Leonard Skinner and the Jaguars. Name three things from Jacksonville that stink.
Hold on. Give us that one again.
Leonard Skinner, Jack Diamond, and the Jaguars. Name three things from Jacksonville, Florida that stink.
Oh, is Jack Diamond from Jacksonville?
He was on Y-103 there for like 15 years.
Oh, okay.
He must be like 70. He lies about his age.
I'm sure he stinks now.
Oh, sure he does. I wonder if he was Jacksonville Jack in those days.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Joe, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Donna Mike?
Okay.
Hey, my name's Joe. I'm calling from Springfield. Hey, I'm just wondering, you realize that Mr. Diamond is sitting somewhere in a little closet listening to your show, Jay Owen, about this, right?
Oh, sure he is.
Yeah, but you know what? We've noticed this before. When we talk about him, he occasionally gets a spike in the ratings. But how can you avoid this? Like when I'm coming into work today, and Joe heard the same thing, and I called Mike, and I hear this.
Hi there.
I just hear this bull.
It's so nauseatingly syrupy. It's very similar to Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yeah,
when anybody.
that pretends to be Saint Kathy or Saint Jack when they're really, you know, and when we have personal experience, myself in particular, I got more personal experience with this guy than anybody. And I'll tell you something, he is not a pleasant dude. Not by any stretch of the imagination. He can be a very, very mean man.
And I would like to offer a Mercedes-Benz key to Pam Diamond if she would come on the show.
Very good.
If Jack's ex-wife will come on the show, I will guarantee her one of the 29 keys.
Excellent.
That can start the Mercedes.
Very good.
Well, do you think with the money that he's making, he'd be able to buy Pam one of those Mercedes? Or, I mean, does this guy make a lot of money?
You know, you don't know what the arrangement is. You know there's some arrangement there, too, because, I mean, that's part of the deal, too.
So many families to support.
I do know that. I heard him, a couple of weeks ago. He did one of those DJ things on News 4.
Right.
To get publicity where that pig Liz Crenshaw on Channel 4, where she was doing she's the consumer, you know, does that really work? She's the consumer reporter, yeah. Because she's so hideous that when they shoot her promo shot, they can't get like a full-on shot of her. They got to put the camera up on the ceiling, and she has to look up at the ceiling.
She's supposed to give you a nice angle.
Yeah. So the thing was hands-free driving. You know,
right.
that thing that you can buy on TV that says turns any phone into a hands-free phone.
Yeah, right. I have one.
Okay, so Jack Diamond was selected
right.
to test this out on News 4.
Yeah, thank you.
And what you saw
how
was...
How the hell did he get that?
Yeah. Well,
this guy must have his nose in everybody's...
Yeah.
No, well, it's the kind of thing that some guys say yes to and some guys say no to.
Yeah, Mike and I won't do that stuff. It's stupid. So they're driving around and he's making absolutely no secret of the fact, as you're looking at the dashboard of his car, that he's driving a Mercedes.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, you see the giant Mercedes logo, and,
sure.
and you see him, and he's got, like, all the rings on his fingers, and he's pushing around. When I'm driving in today, one of the members of his cast of characters has... there's one guy, I don't know which guy it is, who does bust his balls a little bit.
Right.
Who says, when they're talking about the baby, hey, you should get the baby a pacifier that looks like a Mercedes hood ornament. And then Jack Diamond says, oh, no. A Porsche. A Porsche. I've changed. I've traded that car in for a Porsche.
Oh, God.
What an a-hole.
Oh, God.
What an a-hole.
He is.
What a friggin' a-hole. What a phony a-hole. God damn.
That's great.
What a dick.
Yeah, we know he gets an occasional little spike when we talk about him, but sometimes we just have to vent. We have to get it.
But you got
to
know it pisses it off. It pisses him off, too, because we're speaking the truth about him.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Mike. Are you there, Mike? Mike.
Guys are hypocrites, man, because you go around there and you parade your family, Frieda, and your little punk son, Butch, or whatever the hell his name is.
No, listen, I want to tell you the difference, that I'm not a hypocrite, because I don't just put my wife and my son on the air to make me look good. I put my wife on the air when... She wants to say I'm an a-hole, when she wants to say I'm a dick, when she wants to say I'm a bad husband. I don't parade my kid on the air. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but as my kid has gotten older, his appearances on this show have become fewer and fewer.
And that's his choice.
Yes.
Okay, that's valid.
Because he doesn't want to. And furthermore, if you go to any website, well, first off, we don't have a website, but I would never put pictures of my wife or my kid on a website. I mean, there's a big difference between having your wife on the radio, if you're just going to pull her out for Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas to say what a great guy you are, listen to what my wife says on the air about me. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that all happy about that either?
Have you ever heard you guys say anything nice about anybody? Man, you guys are wrong sometimes. You know,
who have we said nice things about recently? That's a good point you bring up.
Who says we have to say nice stuff about people?
No, but I know if we thought about it, we could find somebody we'd said something nice about.
You're listening to this show. You should change the station.
Buzz, you got any memory?
You know something? I don't have a choice but to listen
Rob,
to this station.
Rob, hold on, sir. Hold on. Rob's got somebody we said something nice about.
John Madden.
John Madden, we said very nice things about John Madden.
And I love hearing this, that you don't have a choice. Well, how is it you don't have a choice now?
I don't have a choice because your stupid voices are blasting in my ears through someone else in the store playing your station. Not my choice.
You want to give your store a plug?
No, I don't want to give my store a plug.
Where are you from, New York?
Yes.
Well, F you.
F you.
You're a DA.
No, you're the bigger DA.
No, you're the bigger DA.
You're a turbo DA.
Oh, yeah. You're Frieda.
And
my Frieda, who is, that's right. You know, you guys
are the phoniest that there is on this planet. Boo-boo, bite you in on everybody else's sketches and skits and all that stuff. You can't even come up with original stuff.
Listen to this guy. Boy, you sure do listen a lot, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say something. For the very first time, there is some light at the end of the tunnel in New York City.
Yeah, right.
This is very exciting to me.
That's good. When we get
this
these kind
of calls, usually is a real indicator.
That's good a good sign.
I'm
that's a
very
good sign.
Psyched about
Let's go ahead. You keep busting my balls, and you keep telling yourself that it's because you have to listen to it at work, but you're listening.
You so, can't tear yourself away.
I'm telling you I'm listening.
You can't tear yourself away from it,
and
sir.
My wife calls me boo-boo. So what?
Boo-boo is so freaking fake.
It's not fake. It's
real.
It's real.
She probably doesn't even look at you, man. She probably tells you to get the hell out of the room. Stay in the other room. Boo-boo.
How's your relationship, sir?
Don't worry about my relationship.
No, how's yours? You know how mine is. How's yours?
Don't worry about mine. I don't put mine in the radio like you do all day, every day with the same crap. You
it's
know,
a bad relationship, Don.
Yeah, well, you know what you should do if you're really that bothered? You should go to the manager of whatever McDonald's you're working at and ask him to change the channel.
Yeah, tell your boss. But then again, it's your superior. So that's why he keeps it on what he wants to listen to, and you don't have the authority to change it. Isn't that right?
I got the authority.
Now you don't.
You know what I'm going to do?
Now you don't.
Just to be a prick, I'm going to take it and press the soda down the radio so it won't have to listen to your crap.
There you go. That's probably why that's the type of intellect that has led you to whatever high-level position it is that you are currently
in. Intellect. You're talking about intellect. You guys are something, boy.
Come on, give it to us.
Radio station biters.
There you go.
Why don't you even come out with something original?
Come on, give us some hate. Give us your hate. Share your hate with us.
F you. F you. You dumb douchebag.
There you go. Come on, give it more. Give it more. Come on. Bring it on. Bend it out, sir. More.
You hate, but you listen.
Right.
Explain that to me.
I don't know. There's something about it. There's something about it. I mean, everybody, look at it really. How many people really like you?
I don't
people listening to you that hate your station.
I don't care.
Whatever.
Listen, the bottom line is to get people to listen. And if we have dumbasses like you who listen.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm looking at my crystal ball about this guy. Sir, I see you have a small penis.
If we have dumbasses like you, if we have dumbasses like you who hate us but listen every day,
dumbasses with small penises, Don.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. All right.
A listener is a listener. We don't judge them by the size of the penis or how many digits in their intellect.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you guys talk about penis all day. You gotta look into it.
We talk about what?
Penis.
Now we talk about your penis.
Men talking about young girls and stuff like that. Yeah, sick, man.
Yeah, but you, yeah. Gavin, you're listening to it, though.
You love it.
That's right, but you don't have a choice.
You love it.
You don't have a choice in the matter because you...
Hey, wait, I think somebody's ordering a burger.
Because all you do is like, what do you do at whatever this job is that you have? Well, what is your position?
None of your business.
You're very unhappy. You're very unhappy there. So obviously something where you've got plenty of time to talk to disc jockeys.
What's that?
You have plenty of time not only...
You have the wannabes, huh? Wannabes.
No, we're not Howard Stern wannabes. We've been doing this 21 years.
What's that?
We've been doing this for 21 years. I have. Don's been doing it for 26 years, 27
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and?
Yeah. Yeah, and?
And why do you come up with the original material? Why do you have to do the lesbian thing and the...
What lesbian thing?
What lesbian thing? Hold on. What lesbian thing are you referring to?
It's all played. All the stuff you do.
No, you're being general. You're not being specific. What do you mean? What lesbian thing have we done?
You look it up. Look it up in your archive.
No, come on.
You look it up.
No, you
look
tell
it up
me.
In your
you're here with the big accusations. You tell me. You're a big fan of Big Bird. How have we ripped off his show?
Specifically.
The way you are, trying to do that little hate stuff, you know, getting on people's nerves and stuff like that. You're professional, man.
So let me get this straight. Along with everything else that your man Big Bird invented in radio, he invented hate?
What's that? He invented hate.
Do you have cotton in your ears?
It's technique, my friend.
It sounds like he's dipped the phone in something.
I wish I had more time to argue with you, but the point of the matter is, you're a fan of this show. You listen. I don't care if you say you don't like it.
Uh-huh.
You listen every day.
Yeah,
You are part of the reason.
You know what? You're on the time slot where my other show was on. The other show I like. I don't know how the heck you guys got in there, but
I don't know how the heck you keep listening if you hate it so much.
Well, the only thing is, you just make sure you tell the people that you're supposed to tell that you listen to this show. That's all we care about.
Somebody, good boy.
Yeah, all I know is that if I hated a show as much as you saying that you're hating our show, I would either kill myself or I would change the station.
The question, what would we do to get the car ticket?
Are you, sir, can I ask you a question?
And I asked them if I could slit your throats on the air. They wouldn't let me.
Can I? Oh, now that's very dangerous what you're doing just there, sir. What did he do? He said to slit our throats on the air. He said he wanted to slit our throats. That's a little precarious when you make that kind of
I wish you would slit your throat.
Now you get all touchy, right?
No, not touchy. I'm not touchy. You just better watch what you say, pal.
You know, you're a baby.
And you know what it sounds like? It sounds like as you talk, it sounds to me like as you talk, there's more and more saliva being hurled into the phone receiver.
Or is it DNA?
Yeah, whatever.
Or is it DNA? Other man's DNA in your mouth right now.
Yeah, that's right. It's gentleman's relish being spewed into the phone.
Listen, we now know who our number one fan in New York is.
Mm-hmm.
When we do climb to the top of the ratings ladder in New York, we will seek you out at whatever low-level job it is that you have, and we will come shake your hand.
Why are we going on a station break? Don't you have any advertising to do?
Well, you getting tired?
Because you're fascinated.
You can't keep it up anymore, sir? You can't handle it?
You're one of these guys that likes to bust balls, but...
You're running out of gas, you big pussy? You're running out of gas, you big pussy?
Over here.
Come on, bring it on. What else you got?
Over here.
Oh, are you telling someone where to put the French fries?
Yeah.
Yeah, what else you got there?
I'll tell you where to put the French fries.
Bend over, I'll tell you where to put the French
Come
fries.
Come on, you got anything else? We got all day.
You.
All day? All right, so we'll stay here.
You bitter eunuch.
We'll stay here.
Pardon me?
I said, you got all day, we'll stay here.
We'll stay here.
We'll Very stay good. Here. All right, we'll stay here.
Why don't you put somebody else on the phone there?
Yeah, why don't you put the...
put one of your coworkers on the phone.
I don't have to put anybody on.
You don't have to,
no,
but we're asking you. Why don't you?
Because I don't feel like it.
No, you're afraid.
You're afraid. You're terrified. Yeah, you're total. You're a total wuss.
We're not afraid of you, douchebag. We've had you on the air for 15 minutes. Why don't you?
I got nothing else to do.
Why don't you put? We got plenty else to do. But yeah, unfortunately, our audience enjoys hearing dumbasses like you. Would you like to speak? Would you like to speak to some of our listeners? Here you go. Hello, Hector.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead, talk to this guy.
Hey, you dumbass, get out of school, man.
Mm-hmm.
I love the show. I listen every day. Mm-hmm. I love this guy. Mm-hmm. This dumbass, man. Mm-hmm. You got to enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys,
mm-hmm.
talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you dumbass, get out of school. Hang mm-hmm. your phone. Go somewhere. Go work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Yeah, what are you talking to this guy too bad about? That guy, I have a phone every day while I listen to him.
I tell you, this guy, his phone is sounding more like the Charlie Brown phone.
Yeah, like, wah, wah, wah. Hello, Jason, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, we're on with the smartest man in New York right now, our biggest fan.
Yeah, I can tell he's a real idiot. Jesus Christ, I just wanted to say that you are very entertaining, and it's not your fault that your listeners are idiots and don't have open minds.
Not all of them, just this guy.
Well, yeah, just that.
Well, listen, God bless him, because he listens every day.
Yeah, and you know what? He sits there and argues with you for half an hour.
You know what's great is that even after we're done with him, he'll keep listening.
Uh-huh, exactly. That just shows his mentality.
Isn't that right?
Yes, it is.
Hold on, I'm talking to him. We're going to go to break, and you're going to keep listening.
Oh. He hung up. Yeah. Well, he quit. Well, another victory for us.
He quit.
There we go.
He just hung up.
We love those. We'll go all, we'll keep him on hold during the break.
Yeah, we've done that with guys.
Yeah.
We've had guys home where we actually leave the phone pot up during commercials.
But we won't revisit it now, no.
No. Only one fight per day on this show.
Amen, yeah.
That was a good one, though.
That's enough.
That's a good sign, though. That's a good sign.
What was the deal with that phone? Maybe the phone just ran out of batteries, because it was really going...
That's what I love. That's a good sign things are happening in New York.
I mean, really, I know we're not saying that now just because we were arguing with a guy. I swear to God, that is an incredible sign.
That happens.
We've had a that
everywhere.
I remember that when it happened in Sacramento. I remember the first time it happened in Washington, D.C.
I hate you guys. I hate you guys. I hate you guys. But the guy quotes everything we do.
Bingo.
I don't care if you hate. Let's go to another one from New York. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello, good morning, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
How are you, gentlemen? How are you?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
All right, look, this is Nestor. This is a guy that they say sounds like Glenn the Janitor. The reason that guy can't put any of his coworkers on is because they don't speak English. He's a dishwasher somewhere.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Let's take another one. We got a break, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Drew from New York.
Hey, Drew.
What's going on?
Hey, babe.
Man, what a stupid douchebag. Tell him to go listen to a regular, like, Team Bopa station that they do everything regimented.
Yeah, we had a good time talking to
them. But listen, that the guys like that, though, I'm telling you, you got two different types of people to make up the audience of our show. One is guys like you, guys who like the show.
Right.
And the other part, the guy was right. He says probably half the people that listen to you hate you. We don't care because they count the same in the ratings.
Ratings are what counts.
That's it. So listen,
love you guys.
Thank you, love you. More power to him. The guy, goddamn, the guy's probably giving us a great TSL today.
Between dishes.
That's time spent listening. One more, we got a break. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
I just want to say, as much as that guy hates you, we love you here. You know what I'm saying?
Very nice.
You guys are giving guys, you know, you give charity. And to prove it to, you know, just to prove that you guys are giving, I'll let you give me a prize.
Get out of here.
You win.
Get out of here. No prize for you. No soup for you.
That was genuine.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. DK.
You like football, Mary?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Pop the magic dragon.
Song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
No. No.
What?
No, Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, Greg?
No. Yes. No.
Oh. You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And speaking of pot...
Hi, this is Buzz Burbank. Whenever I'm in Washington or New York, I listen to The Joe Show.
Listen, that's your national number, 877-365-3636 from D.C., 202-432-1067. And from New York, 877-692-1027.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get your key for the Mercedes-Benz we're giving away next Friday. Get your key today.
All right.
Simply go to the Simply Wireless location in the National Press Building on 14th Street in Northwest D.C. That will only be open till 5 o'clock today. A limited window from now till 5 o'clock. Drop your name in the hopper.
Yeah.
And we will pick a name at random on tomorrow's show. Let me see. Tomorrow, boobs for Benz.
Yes. Boobs for Benz.
Yes. Girls, come down, bare your breasts, paint your breasts to make them look like Christmas ornaments. You can either paint them before you get here, paint them in the green room while you're waiting to come in, or even better, paint them while you're on the air.
Or have Buzz paint them.
Yeah, and you, if you don't want Buzz to paint, you have a friend paint your boobs for you.
Bring a friend and a paintbrush.
It's Boobs for Benz. That's on tomorrow's episode. The best set will win a key that can start the Mercedes. We're only giving away 29 of these keys. Mm-hmm. Giving away the car next Friday.
Cool.
Next Friday. Oh, and something I did want to mention. I know in the past, one thing we've goofed on with radio stations is, I think Buzz mentioned one time he worked at a station where they had a Rolls Royce
yes.
that they were going to give away.
Right.
And when the person won the Rolls Royce, because the taxes on it were so incredible,
right.
the person would never be able to collect the prize.
They would usually pass on the prize, and we'd give it to another station in the chain, and then they would have a contest.
And what, what we've done to ensure that, now there are some taxes involved in this.
Of course.
Okay? And the good people at Simply Wireless, we hit their website, www.simplywireless.com, mm-hmm. I asked them about this. I said, now what if somebody wins the car, and the car, I don't know, retails for $27,000, $28,000. I said, what if they can't afford to pay the taxes on
right.
it? Mm-hmm. At that point, the person will be given the choice of taking the car or simply getting a check for $20,000 cash.
That's great. That's a good deal.
So
beautiful.
We're not going to screw you like that radio station did where, you know, we give you the prize and you can't afford the tax on it so you don't get dick.
Happens to, you know, in game shows all the time, too, right?
If you can't afford the taxes, well, then you just get $20,000 in cash.
That's it.
So it'll end up being a great deal, and only 29 people have the chance. One of those keys will be given away on tomorrow's episode.
Very good.
Hey, Robbie, would you pick up that? I don't think it'd be the mystery guest calling yet.
It's nobody.
Oh, it's nobody. I know we got a
Mr. Nobody.
We got a mystery guest coming up on today's show. Hello, Joe, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hey, Joe.
You know, you two were way too hard on that guy. That,
really?
That guy that called. I mean, I'm a New Yorker, and that guy, you know, I happened to be standing near him when he was on the phone with you.
Yes.
And he did a really good job of buffing out the pucker mark on the tip of my shoe after I kicked him in his dirty penny after he called you.
Thank you.
Oh, there he comes again. All right, all day. All day, this guy.
The New York lines were going crazy with people who wanted to fight with that guy.
Sure, of course.
While he was on the air. We appreciate it. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
First time caller from Iowa.
Hello there. Welcome.
All right, AM 1630.
Yeah.
Hey, what's a guy got to do to get a key to the Mercedes out here?
Just all you have to do is bring in some corn.
Yesterday, as a matter of fact, we gave away keys to people who just called in and answered questions about the show.
Oh, wow. I get out on the road 2 or 3 days a week, and that's really when I get to hear you guys.
Yeah, so no, we've had plenty of instances where you don't have to come down and do something.
You got any snow out there in Iowa?
63 degrees today.
Wow. 63 degrees? It's global warming, ladies and gentlemen.
Even in Iowa.
The cattle are running circles around each other.
All right. Keep that to yourself.
Whatever that means. Yeah, I know from yesterday, I can imagine what that means.
Someone's trying to inseminate them.
Speaking of snow, the White House says it used 800 pounds of artificial snow to decorate the White House this year. 800 pounds of fake snow.
That's a lot of cans. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, Don, Mike, Don.
Back in the heyday, George W. would go through that much snow in a month.
Hey, Rob.
Hey. Rob with a cocaine joke.
Of course.
Merry Christmas, Mr.
Very
President.
That's good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, my name's Lauren. I don't know. I spoke to y'all like a year ago when I was delivering pizzas, and then y'all made fun of me because I said I was smoking a cigarette and talking about nicotine pizza and whatnot.
And whatnot.
Whatnot.
And what for?
Whatnot.
Yeah, and y'all remember me, and y'all asked me, like, who the vice president and all that stuff was. I'm going to give me, like, a quiz. And
whatnot.
Yeah, I guess. Well, what can we do for you now on this return visit?
All right, just wondering. Me and my friend were talking over the weekend, and we were inquiring on how... For you know, like in the MCI Center, when they like change from like a basketball court to the ice hockey rink,
mm-hmm.
what do they do with the ice? You know, do they melt it and then, you know, use the freeze things underneath? You know, they lay the wood down. There's concrete under there somewhere.
No, they serve it in the Cokes.
What they do is every time there's a hockey game, after the game, and say there's a Wizards game the next night, they turn the temperature up. In the MCI Center, they turn it up to about 100, 110 degrees after everybody's left. It's very hot when you go in there. Then that melts the ice on top of the parquet floor for the basketball court, and they have a little tube that drains the water off, and the water just goes down into a...
It goes into the D.C. water system.
Right. And then when they're ready for the hockey game...
They got to hook up a giant hose.
They hook up the hose, and they put it over the floor, and then they turn the temperature way down low.
Huh. Well, that's kind of what he said.
That's exactly what happens.
That's how they do it.
Now you know.
Again, when it's they want the hockey rink, whether it's at MCI Center or Madison Square Garden or Arco Arena, wherever it is, what they do is they just pour water on the floor and they turn the air conditioning on to get it to freeze. And then what they do is they turn up the heat
and they melt it.
And they melt it.
I mean, how other can you think of any other way they'd be able to do it?
No, well, see. I don't know. I was just wondering because one time we were watching, I think it was a Raw or a pay-per-view for wrestling, and, Stone Cold went to give
pop. I remember this guy. This is the dumbest pizza guy in the world.
The dumbest man in the world.
It was inside the hockey ring area.
Yeah.
What? Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. I'm glad we could clear that up for you.
Yeah, that's a process called pollinization.
You take care now. Thanks for calling, and don't be don't let so much time pass next time.
Yeah. All right. Well,
okay. Appreciate that.
All right.
Good talking to you and whatnot.
All right. Well, I wanted to thank you all for entertaining me while I was on the toilet.
That's no problem. Thank you for calling.
What we do
from the toilet. Hello, Dave in Seattle. Oh, Seattle, the Buzz 100.7 FM. Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, when this last DA called from New York, the guy before the break?
Yeah.
Oh, what a J.O. But anyways, I had just pulled up to the bank because I was going to make a deposit. And I was sitting there in the parking lot, and I was just about to go in the front door. I was parked right in front. And I was listening to this guy, and I couldn't stop, obviously, because I kind of want to hear, how it played out and what you guys said and what happened. So I was sitting in my car for a good 10 minutes. So I'm sitting there laughing. All of a sudden, these two security guards come out from inside the bank. Like, they got, the full-on, I think they're probably the rent-a-cop guys, but they run up to my car because they probably think I'm trying to plot something or pull something off. So they run up to my car,
I'm
just sitting there listening to you guys, and they both surround my car, and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm just like, hey, guys, chill out. I'm just listening to, the Don and Mike show and stuff, and about gave me a heart attack because all I'm doing is sitting there laughing.
Wait a minute, what the hell did they walk up to your car for if you were sitting out in the parking lot?
Well, I don't know, because I pulled right up to the front, and I acted like I was going to get out, and then I stopped.
Oh, I got it. So the guy's sitting in a running car.
In a running car.
Just right in front of a bank.
Right.
And I'm sure at some point, if the guy was sitting in front of a bank with a car running for 15 minutes...
Yeah, they'd probably get a little nervous.
That they would go out and ask him what he was doing out there.
Did they have sidearms?
Oh, God, yeah, and they just... And they kind of... One got on one side, one got on the other, and I was just sitting in my car, and I'm like, come on, you guys. Hold up, And,
okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Dave.
Bye-bye.
What kind of bank robber listens to the Don and Mike show?
Hello, Christy. Don and Mike show. Hello, Christy.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hi, honey.
Hi. I wanted to know, whatever happened to that he-she person who called, who was going to go down and prove if she was a girl? Whatever happened to her? Did she ever come down?
Mm-mm. Never showed.
Right. That happens often on this show.
Never showed.
Does she call or he call? How do you guys... I thought she was a girl. How did you guys know?
Well, we just know. We know that she was a he. We just know it, honey.
We have what is known as the fourth sight.
We have the gift. We have a couple of gifts. One of our gifts is gaydar.
Right.
We can tell anybody who's homo or lesbian.
And we are telepathic.
Yes, and we also have the she-male gift. We can tell if a guy is a she or a he. Mm-hmm.
Because I missed the show. Because I thought she was supposed to go down there and, prove herself.
And we're reasonably good at telling if people are lying to us.
Mm-hmm. Not always. That's Mike's gifts. Mike's got the crap detector.
That's true.
But thank you for the call, Christy.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
I learned it on the planet Dune.
Hello, John. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Mike. You were wrong about the, at least at Madison Square Garden, the way they do it with the ice when a Knicks game comes in.
Yeah.
They put down a certain type of thermo mat type thing that keeps the cold, and then they put the wood paneling on top of that.
No,
because it takes
sir, you're absolutely wrong.
Right, I'm serious.
Now we've got a DA.
Would this guy be dumber than the other guy?
Yeah, this guy's dumber than the other guy who doesn't know we were goofing the other guy.
Right.
Okay. No, you're wrong.
You're absolutely wrong.
They do the same thing in the garden.
Mm-hmm. Is he gone?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's a shame.
Couldn't take it.
Bad. No, he was.
That's how ridiculous is that? Taking a thermal blanket to keep the cold side cold and the warm side warm.
It's silly. That's like
that would be so smart.
True. That's like the McDLT method. Remember that?
Yep.
Keeps the hot side hot and the cold side cold.
Sure.
No, that guy was a bigger DA than the first guy, because that guy believed that we thought what we were saying was true. Come on. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Well, who's dumber, the guy at the bank or the guy in New York?
Or the guy that just called us who thought that the guy that we were talking to about a hockey rink was on the level.
A lot of dummies out there.
I don't know. God bless them, though.
We love them.
Love it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Dave.
Don, Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Calling from West Virginia, I got to tell you, that guy that called you early is a total douchebag. I mean, in this state, we don't get stuff like you guys. I listen to you guys every single day. You are hilarious. I wish I could come down and see some of the stuff you do, but I do look at the website. But you guys are great.
Thank you.
Well, catch us out at the MCI Center when we turn the heat up real loud.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike. Richard. Hey, Richard. Richard.
Richard, don't hide from your feelings.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, guys. I can't wait till you guys find a bowling team in Westchester County just so I could come out and watch. But I just called because I listen to you guys. I drive around a lot, and I hear you. I listen to you guys every day, and what gives me a cheap thrill, and I mean cheap, is I'm driving around, and I'm laughing my head off, and I can stop at a red light, or I'm caught in traffic, and I'm laughing my head off, and I look over at other cars, and I see people laughing, like, at the same time that I am, so I know they busted a gut at the same time.
That's good.
So many times, like, just like last week, I rolled down my window, and the woman next to me in the passenger side, she rolled down her window, and I said,
You!
F you!
You sucked us in!
F you!
You unbelievable bastard!
F you! That's how gullible we are!
Oh, my God, my telepathetic...
There you go. Yeah, where's your crap detector now,
man,
Mike?
See, I let my guard down.
Where's your Moses now?
Now!
There you go, Jesus. Where's your Moses now?
Where's your Messiah now?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The guy caught me with my guard down.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hey, listen, and for those of you in New York, you're going to love it this winter. Don't miss it at Madison Square Garden. Don and Mike's Sodomy on Ice. It's our big show coming to the garden.
Oh, man, what a finale. You want to talk about a finale? I just hope, you know, there's no blood like last year.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, did you notice when you were talking to that idiot that was calling from the bank? You asked him if the cops had sidearms, and he said, yeah, one of them got on one side, one got on the other side.
You're right, and I missed that. You're absolutely right.
You're right.
See you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
I missed that and whatnot.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Whatnot!
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Michael from Springfield. Regarding this station change in about 18 months...
The topic is not open for discussion.
I know. I don't want to talk about it.
We promised...
We
discussed it yesterday. That's it.
Can we call for a national moratorium on the word whatnot? I know we're not a bright society, but really, there's no need to underscore it. Can we please not say whatnot anymore?
So anybody. I was driving along and whatnot.
And whatnot.
I mean, really, let's try. Let's make an effort as Americans.
And what for?
And whatnot.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Rob is always valuable contribution to the show. Thank you. Rob Spiewak, Minister of Hate. All right, listen, we got a mystery guest coming up, so we're going to have to give away these WWF tickets right now. And here's what we're going to do. This is for WWF SmackDown Live at the MCI Center here in D.C.
Yeah, where they turn it up real hot to melt the ice.
That's right. Hey, hold on, who's this? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just want to say, the only one who's making up for all the DAs is Mr. Burp guy. He is cracking us up.
He is funny.
But we hate getting got like that.
Yeah, we got got big time.
I predict he's going to get you two more times before the end of the day.
Oh, man, we really feel foolish about that and whatnot.
Yeah, put the meter out.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Sorry, Rob.
Okay, anyway. WWF and whatnot. here's the deal. This contest, unfortunately, only for our DC listeners, because SmackDown is live at the MCI Center on Thursday, January 3rd.
SmackDown.
With all your favorite wrestlers. And Lisa, who's the wrestler who's coming on the show this week?
I think Trish Stratus. She's got big boobs.
Trish, another one of the female WWFers. We love the girl wrestlers.
Terrific.
I know this one has The Rock and Stone Cold and... who's the guy making the return? Is it the Nature Boy?
Tugboat.
I don't know. Listen, all your favorite WWF wrestlers, 40 of them, and we have fourth row seats.
Wow.
For WWF SmackDown.
You can smell them.
And here's what we're going to do. Ladies, you get first opportunity for the world-famous Highway Love Connection. We haven't done this for a long time.
It's a wonderful game.
As a matter of fact, I think this will be the first time we've tried it in the new time slot.
I think so.
So if you're listening to us in the D.C. metro area, what you want to do, and trust me, this is fun to listen to no matter if you're participating or not.
Right.
What you want to do is pull your car off on the side of the road in a safe area where someone can find you. Pull off on the side of the beltway at an exit or in a shopping center or in a gas station. You call and you give us your location. You tell us about yourself.
We give you 60 seconds
for a wonderful description of yourself, your likes, your dislikes, what you're looking for in a significant other.
And where you're at and what type of car you're in. We give you 60 seconds to sell yourself. And within 60 seconds, a guy who's listening to the show always drives up. And if you like the guy who drives up, you like the looks of him,
then you go on a date, and your date's going to be fourth row at the, SmackDown.
The WWF SmackDown. So this, right now, this is just for girls. Just for girls. Pull your car off by the side of the road for the Highway Love Connection for fourth row WWF SmackDown tickets. Call 877-365-3636 for 202-432-1067. Highway Love Connection with the girls coming right up. We'll be...
Hey!
Hey, that was tighter than a nun's privates.
And
we'll,
whatnot.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't remember being surrounded by so much happiness. I'm so happy. I can't wait to come back tomorrow.
F. Matt Stout, the Don and Mike Show.
Amen, brother.
Yep,
that's the mantra around here.
I bet it is.
Don and Mike hot gutter ball action tomorrow night. Semi-pro bowling team tomorrow will be at our unofficial home lanes, Annandale, Virginia, at the AMF.
AMF.
AMF. Be playing a team as the Balls have named themselves Just People.
Yeah, right.
Come see us win our second bowling match in a row tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. We'd love to meet you.
Excellent.
Also tomorrow on the show, Boobs for Benz.
Good.
Girls, come on down to the studios, WJFK, starting at 11 a.m., just paint your boobs and make them look like Christmas balls and Christmas ornaments, and the best boobs wins the key for the Mercedes-Benz.
That is very exciting.
Now, on with the show. Let me get my Love Connection music here. Oh, and Rob Johnny wants to know if we say whatnot, do we let the terrorists win?
Exactly.
All right, let's start the Highway Love Connection for the WWF SmackDown fourth row seats. Here is our first contestant. Her name is Pamela. Hey, Pamela.
Hey.
Hi, baby. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Pamela, first let's get your location. Where are you parked right now?
I'm parked on North Washington Street at the intersection of Princess and Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh, are you down by Old Town?
Yes.
Okay, so you're at Princess?
I'm parked right in front of a First Union Bank.
Okay, and the street again was Princess and...
North Washington.
Princess. In Old Town, Alexandria.
That's correct.
Beautiful. What kind of car are you sitting in?
A white Toyota Avalon.
White Toyota Avalon. All right, we have the location. We have the car. We need now to find out a little bit about you before we actually let us hear you sell yourself. How old are you, Pam?
I'm 47.
47. God bless you.
Right. Yes, baby. And what do you do?
I'm a secretary.
Celeb you think you most resemble?
Aretha Franklin.
Oh, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
That's right.
I hope, is this Aretha back in the day?
Aretha back in the day.
Okay, Aretha back in the day, because Aretha now looks like Jabba the Hutt.
Well, she varies dramatically with her weight, Don. It fluctuates.
That's correct.
She's let herself go worse than I have.
Baby got back?
Baby got penny back.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And Pam, what are you looking for in a guy to go to wrestling with?
I'm looking for respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I'm looking for truthfulness.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with this audience. What are you really looking for?
That's really what I'm looking for.
Okay, now...
down to earth.
How do you feel about the white devil? Will you go out with the white devil?
I don't know who's the white devil.
Then will you go out with a white man?
Sure, why not?
All right, very good.
Multicultural. Ladies.
No holds barred.
All right, her name is Pamela.
She's a lovely 47-year-old Aretha Franklin lookalike.
And again, her location is in Old Town Alexandria.
North Washington Street, the corner of Princess in Old Town. She's in a white Toyota Avalon.
All right, Pamela, we're going to give you 60 seconds now to tell you, so you can tell the guys why they should come see you to go to wrestling. Oh, and Pamela, I always like asking this on the date. Can you guarantee first base, second base, third base?
I guarantee no base.
There you go. No. All right. She's very clear on that. All right. Well, here she is with her 60 seconds. What you want to do is talk about yourself. Give your location and the type of car that you have. 60 seconds. Spotlight now on Pamela. Ready? Go.
Hi, this is Pam. Pam is located in a white Avalon, Toyota Avalon, at the corner of Princess and North Washington Street in Alexandria, Virginia. Now, Pam, this is me. I love highly energetic people like myself. I'm very outgoing. I love outdoor activities. I love wrestling. I love children. I'm a beautiful black woman. I'm very tall. And I would love to have a lovely evening out at the wrestling.
Lovely relationship.
Charming, charming young man.
How tall are you, Pamela?
I would say 5'10", 5'11".
All right, you want to give that location one more time, Pam?
North Washington Street at Princess.
And she is in a white Avalon. You're in front of a First Union
First
Bank?
First Union, yes.
All right, that is it. The time is up.
Man, that's cold.
Man, she sounds hot.
Now, Pam, no takers yet?
None.
All right, we're going to leave you in play.
Absolutely.
Hold on a second. We'll go to our second contestant. Let's say hello to Teresa. Hey, Teresa.
Hello there.
Hi, baby. Are you in Alexandria as well?
I am in Alexandria. I'm not as far as Old Town as far as she was, but I'm up further towards Landmark.
All right, and what is your exact location, Teresa?
I'm behind the Generous George Pizza Place on Duke Street.
All right, you're behind Generous George Pizza on Duke Street.
I'm off of Duke Street. I'm actually on Colvin Street.
All right, well, anybody who's familiar with the area, I guess, would know where you are.
Duke on Colvin.
One street behind there.
Okay, one more time. Give us a location because we're stupid.
I'm on Colvin Street. I'm in front of an animal hotel. Right behind the Generous George Pizza Place.
All right, behind Generous George, off of Duke Street on Colvin Street, in front of an animal hotel.
Right.
And what kind of car are you driving?
I've got a royal blue Toyota Celica. It's got Celica written in big letters on the door.
There you go. That's how you'll know.
And Teresa, tell us about yourself. How old are you?
Actually, I'll be 37 in 2 days.
Beautiful.
I've lived in Alexandria for 6 years. I'm originally from Hollywood, Florida. I'm stuck here up here in Virginia, though. I listen to you guys all the time.
Who
I listen to your 106.7 morning, day, and night.
That's good. Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, gosh, I was trying to think. I don't know. But my friends say I'm beautiful, though.
Is it Rosie Perez?
No. Do I talk like her?
Yeah,
and I hate the way she talks.
Come on, behind you, Generous George.
And what do you do for a living, Teresa?
Actually, I work in a jazz restaurant right down in Old Town.
And Teresa, Rob wants me to ask you, are you a smoker?
Yes, I do.
Rob got an idea.
I got somebody here right now.
Wow.
Hold on.
The first guy.
All right, hold on.
And he's a baker. He looks like he's a baker.
Wait, he's a taker or a faker?
A baker? No.
A taker.
A taker.
He's in a van.
Hold on. Let me see if the other girl had luck. Hold on. Let me just check with her first. Hey, Pamela?
Yes.
Any luck, honey?
Not a one.
All right, hold on. You're still in play. Hold on, Pamela. Let's go back to Teresa, who's not even sold herself yet. Teresa, you got a guy already?
Yeah, I got a guy right here.
Put him on the phone.
Okay, here he is. He wants to talk to you anyway. Hold on.
This is where it gets.
Hey.
Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
I'm from Maryland, but I was doing a job right next door to her. I got a girlfriend, so I can't be doing all this. You know, I just have to say hey.
All right, you just wanted to say hello?
Yeah, I just wanted to say hey.
Hey, Mike, could you tell us who's the celebrity you think Teresa most resembles?
Who do you look like?
I tell you what, here's what you do.
All right.
If she's really just a gorgeous knockout, cough once. If she's like a 5, cough twice. If she's a 1, cough 3 times.
Cold. You are cold.
Oh, that is so cold.
Is it cold?
That is
very cold.
Put
her back on, please.
All right. Later.
I'm going to ask her the same about
Hello?
Hey, listen, that doofus who was just on the phone.
I want to
know what the three costs meant.
Don't worry about it.
The guy who was just on the phone there, is he a good-looking guy?
He's good-looking, but guess what? He just drove away.
Yeah, I said he had a girlfriend.
I know. He doesn't want to go to this match. Oh, well.
All right, listen, Teresa, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you 60 seconds.
Oh, no. Okay.
To sell yourself.
Okay.
Give your location, what kind of car you're driving, what you could offer a guy. Listen, could you guarantee a guy on this date first base, second base, third base?
One of the bases. I'm not going to mention which one. No.
Hey, all right.
To get a base hit,
yeah.
I get this for fourth row tickets to see WWF SmackDown. WWF SmackDown live at MCI Thursday, January 3rd. Sell yourself. Don't forget to give that location. Now, here, ladies and gentlemen, 60 seconds. Here is Teresa.
All right. Hey, guys. Listen, I'm in Alexandria, Virginia. I'm on Colvin Street, which is one block behind the Generous George on Duke Street. I'm in a blue Celica Toyota. I'm standing out here on the road. I'm waiting for you guys. Listen, I know you all want to go to this fight as much as I do. Come on over. Please. We'll talk to the guy on my plate now.
That's great. You've got plenty of time left, Teresa.
Oh, shoot. Guys, I will drive. I will be the designated driver to this match if you want to go.
Oh, isn't that sweet? So the guys can get loaded.
Come on, I really want to go to this match, and I really do. I need to meet somebody anyway. I'm not new in Virginia, but I really don't know too many single guys out there.
What would guys like about you?
I'm fun. I'm great. I'm fun to be with. I love going to live performances, live shows, live fights. I love, I like the crowds.
There you go.
I'm a party girl.
All right, you're in. There you go. You're a party girl. Okay, hold on. Teresa, let me check back with Pamela, and then I'll come right back to you. Pam, had any luck?
Yeah, two lovely gentlemen right here before me.
Lovely gentlemen.
All right. Do you like one of them? Would you like to take one of them with you?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Yes.
I certainly would.
All right.
You certainly will. Well, then this is a successful highway love connection.
Fantastic. Let's see. Pam, put... Oh, everybody's honking. Put the lucky sucker on the phone.
All right, hold on.
Very exciting moment.
All right.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Vince. How you doing?
We're doing great. Listen, does Pamela look like Aretha back in the day?
She's a fox.
There you go.
She's a fox.
All right. You, my friend, now listen, you got to go with her to the wrestling, you know.
I just stopped by to say hi to everybody, and she just said she was out here all by herself, and I just felt sorry for her.
Well, do you want to go to the wrestling with her?
Sure, I'd go with her.
There you go.
There's no gentleman out here, though. You want to talk to him?
Oh, wait a minute.
Hold on a second. Put her back on.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, let her show.
Now, Teresa, Pamela. I'm sorry, Pamela. That guy, I don't know if was the best. Do you like him better than the other guy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
So he's definitely your choice.
Excuse me?
He's definitely your choice?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well then, Pamela, what's his first name?
His name is Vince.
Yes,
all right. Pamela and Vince.
Like Vince McMahon.
You guys will be going to WWF SmackDown Live, MCI Center, Thursday, January 3rd. You have fourth row seats.
All right.
Tickets go on sale Saturday, 12 noon, MCI Box Office, Ticketmaster, or call 888-551-SEAT. I guess it doesn't bother Pamela that he said he's just there because he felt sorry for her.
Yeah, and we ought to talk to him again. He's got to get his mind right before he goes up. Let's talk to Vince.
Yeah,
Vince.
Hold on.
Put Vince up.
Yeah, enough of this attitude.
Now, Vince, are you going to go on this date?
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, Vince.
He's lying.
Don't you break this girl's heart, because we're going to find out your information. You got to come down and you got to pick up the ticket.
Okay.
And we're going to have your address and your phone number.
Okay.
And if you don't go with her, well, you know, you will bear a wrath.
Okay.
Because there's another guy there.
There's a couple other guys here.
Now, you're the man.
I'm the man for the job.
She has chosen you. Are you going to go have a good time with her?
Absolutely. I'd be honored.
Do you swear?
I swear.
How old are you, Vince?
29.
Oh, 29 and 47.
Right. Nothing wrong with
right.
that. Nothing wrong at all.
Absolutely nothing
Not
wrong.
A bit.
All right. Hey, don't F this up now.
Yes, sir.
All right. Put Pamela back on.
Hold on 1 second.
I'm going to give her one last chance if she's got a group of guys.
Hello?
Are you sure about this guy?
I'm
absolutely sold.
Really?
She's sold.
He seems like a good guy, huh?
Yes, he is.
Okay, then that's it. That's the highway love connection.
No problem with the color barrier. No problem with the 18-year age difference.
No, absolutely not. Pamela, have a great time.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sure we will.
And listen, you make sure the son of a bitch takes you.
I certainly will.
Because you guys got to come down separately to get your tickets.
Okay.
All right, hold on, please.
All right.
Hold on. She sounded as happy as...
Yeah, she was delighted, and they had the radio cranked up, and everybody was having a good time.
Let's go to Teresa. Hey, Teresa.
Hey. I am having no luck here at all.
Oh, really?
There's a truck at the end of the street that's blocking traffic one way.
That is a shame.
Teresa.
He's moving a little bit, though, but he's not moving enough to let the cars go by.
Well, Teresa, let me, I'll give you a pay-per-view, okay?
Okay, can you give me one more minute?
I don't have any more tickets today.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
How was that? Okay.
Only had one pair of tickets today.
She wanted to go to a show.
Tomorrow we're doing third row. And then Thursday we're doing second row. And also Thursday we're doing a ringside chair. And then Friday we're doing first row. So so call back for another one of our reindeer games. Now, do let me give you the WWF Vengeance prize pack. WWF Vengeance in demand in your home Sunday night at 8 o'clock.
How do I go about that?
Oh, how do I get it? Hold on, we'll tell you.
And thank you for playing, Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa.
Right.
You're beautiful. Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Hold on a second.
Bye.
Good luck.
Wow.
There we go. Never got the celebrity Teresa most resembles. I was thinking perhaps of, you know, the lady that works for Greg Kinnear in As Good As It Gets? You know, the one that confronts Jack Nicholson. You know, show him what the bright light he's out
there. Yeah, the cleaning lady.
Go sell crazy somewhere else. We're all stocked up here.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Can I start Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air with us. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
I swear to God, no offense to either of those lovely ladies.
No.
I heard those broads. I thought there's not a chance we're going to have it. But
how
look
about
at that.
Pam, three deep in Pam's car.
And she loved that guy.
Yes, she did.
For whatever reason, she loved that guy.
He better not be an O-show.
Hey, what can we do for you?
Oh, I just wanted to comment. It might have to be a pay-per-view to view that lady Teresa by the sounds of things.
Oh,
now stop.
Stop that, please. She might still be listening.
Can you be kind?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I was showing you now. I was going to try to get up there. I was on my way. I didn't make it in time.
Well, all right. That's the story of your life, I guess. Thank you, though, my friend.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Great call. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Tom from Just People.
Yes, Tom. Oh, from the guys who are bowling tomorrow
night?
Oh,
very exciting.
Yeah, I was just calling to let you know we're going to beat you because we're just people.
You're just people.
Just people.
Yeah, well, what's your just people scoring average?
It's not real good, but it's good enough.
Excellent.
No, well, really, what is it? What do you guys average?
For the whole team, probably about 540.
You're going down.
Yeah.
You're going down.
You have any broads? You have any broads on your team?
Not on the team, but we're bringing some with us.
We have two on our team.
No!
Buzz and Lisa.
I'll
be wearing a dress.
Buzz, I'm kidding you, Buzz.
I
love.
I'm supposed to ask from the team for you guys to bring some of the contestants from tomorrow's contest down with you.
Oh, get out of here. We're just bowling you. We're not bringing girls with boobs down. Gutter ball action.
Annandale's got plenty of fine-looking women.
Come see us.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Come see us bowl these DAs tomorrow night at our unofficial home lanes, Annandale AMF. Hello, Don and Mike show. Michael, hello. Hey, Michael.
Mike.
Hey,
listen,
Mike.
That girl lost me at Aretha Franklin.
Yeah. Okay.
But not me.
Okay. Gotcha. I don't have much argument there, but what can I say?
Hey, in her day.
In her day. Yeah, right. In her day.
Yeah,
right.
Like in the Blues Brothers?
Yeah, like in the Blues Brothers. Back when she was really hot. Back when she was a real POA. We got to break.
Nobody can wear sequins better.
We'll be back. Oh, mystery guest coming up shortly. Be right back.
The Don and Mike Show. 7-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Our national number, 877-365-3636.
D.C. 202-432-1067.
Indiana loves me.
And New York City, 877-692-1027.
Listen until you are exploding your seed.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, we got a mystery guest here in a second.
All right.
Mike and Buzz, you can play, but it'll be mainly for guys on the phone. Guys and girls, okay. Call in. We'll give you 20 questions. One more yes or no answers with the mystery guest. Very, very famous son of a bitch.
Very good.
You should get this mystery guest instantly. I know we've had mystery guests before, like Ron Jeremy or who was another one of our...
Alf.
Alf. The guy who was Alf. But
it was nice to see Conan O'Brien use Ron Jeremy. You know, nice to know that Ron Jeremy's not only used by radio personalities, but he was used on Conan's show, Late Night with Conan O'Brien, reading something. And now here to read this is porn star Ron Jeremy. You'll see a stand up of him, but no, there he is sitting there naked. He's naked.
Oh.
And he's naked with that big fat gut of his. Oh. It's hysterical.
Ron Jeremy, I think, was also a mystery guest at one point on the show.
Yeah, I think he was.
And then we got into a whole thing with him. But this, I'm telling you, this mystery guest is, I swear to God, a bona fide celebrity superstar.
Wow. Superstar?
Yes, yeah. I'd say so.
I'd say so. That's qualifying
but
terminology.
I can't say more.
Okay, of course.
Because it would give you a clue
right.
as to who the mystery guest is.
It's exciting. I love it when we have a mystery. Mm-hmm. Yes, is it? Between the two of us, who will be more excited? I know I'm asking a question already, but this won't give it away.
You
who will be. I will be
you
more
will.
Excited.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi. How
Hi.
Are you guys?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
Yeah, my name's Jen. I was just wondering if I could be on your contest tomorrow.
Of course you
yes,
can, Jen.
Jen, yes, absolutely. Yes. Boobs for Ben's. Are you going to be painting yourself or have a friend paint, or would you like Buzz to paint?
Well, my girlfriend was going to come in and do it, but she has to work, so I was thinking maybe Buzz could.
Well, okay.
Absolutely.
You're twisting his arm.
Absolutely. Please come on down tomorrow.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I'm not sure. I have short blonde hair, and I come in before, and you guys absolutely love my boobs.
We love your boobs.
Fantastic.
Come on down. Now, listen, girls, our doors are open at 11 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We've not done a lot of hyping on this. We've had some girls call us off the air to ask, is this serious? And yes, the answer is yes. You come down. You can either paint them before you get here. You can bring a friend to paint your boobs while you're here on the air, live in the studio, or you can do as Jen's going to do, and you can have Buzz paint your boobs. Have them painted like Christmas ornaments,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll vote, and the prettiest ones, the ones that look the most like Christmas ornaments,
right?
Those girls' boobs will win for her one of the 29 keys that starts the Mercedes-Benz C230 compressor sports coupe.
Very good.
And listen, don't forget the extra bonus credit if you want to turn your privacy into a Christmas wreath.
Amen.
But that's totally up to you, Jen.
That's right.
Hold on. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
Get here early, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Get here like get here at 10. Show starts at 11, but get here at 10.
Yeah.
6. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, do the girls get extra points for being pierced there?
For being pierced there?
Yeah, for the ball.
Only if it helps the decoration. Right?
You know, I would think. Now listen to this.
I think you could hang something off of it.
I'm just gonna say. If you hung like one of them miniature, you go to the Hallmark stores, yeah. You get one of them miniature things.
One of those miniature balls.
Yeah, and you hang like a miniature. A candy cane or a tiny Santa off the end?
I think that would be wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that would work.
And don't forget the wreath.
Oh, God, you got it.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I got two lines at once. What did I do? I just effed up the whole deal.
Yeah, you dropped everybody.
I just effed up the whole
deal. Oh, man.
Call back.
All right. That's not too desperate. I just hung up on everybody. Please call back.
Give us a call back. We'd sure appreciate it.
Let me see. Joe Ardinger. Come here. I got something for Joe. And we need a glass, please.
Sure.
A glass. A simple glass. And, Mike, you've got plenty of water over there.
I have tons of water over
here.
That's
something for Joe that was sent in from Alaska. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to ask Don and Mike if I can come in tomorrow and have Buzz paint my balls.
No,
you know, there are just too many guys that want to show us their balls.
We don't want any balls. It's just boobs. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello. Oh, what am I doing here? Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, can I play?
Can you play what? The painting game?
Guess the mystery guest.
Oh, no, no, you gotta wait. You gotta wait till the mystery guest is on the line. It's not
well,
till
Don, I'll tell you what, I'd love to paint somebody if they would let me.
No,
no, get out of here, please.
Okay.
Get out of here.
That's
hello.
All about you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
This is the first time I've ever called y'all, and I just heard something yesterday from those other guys that come on after y'all, and they had a caller on there that was saying that 18 months ain't coming fast enough, and those guys were just... And I can't stand them guys, man.
Well, whatever. You know,
y'all are so much better than they are.
Thank you.
Like, you know, I just burnt my ass, man. They hate DC, obviously, because they've taken your number one rating and just drove it into the ground.
Well, so we're not going to get into that.
Yeah, okay? That's not what we're about here right now. We're going to do our job and do it as professionally as we can.
We're not into that right now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, can I speak with Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay.
Greetings from West Virginia.
Hi there.
Why don't you have Big Bed Buzz the Boob paint with his hands behind his back with the paintbrush in his teeth?
Why don't you just let us do the show?
Come on, just let us do it, okay?
Just let us do the show, my friend. Yeah,
he wants to help.
Hey, great job, fellas.
Goodbye.
Thanks, dumbass.
Bye. See you later.
Sorry.
Bye. We had a parade of dumbasses today. Yes. Virtually every call, with the exception of Jen here, and this little phone scan's been a dumbass.
Been a little thick.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
My girlfriend said she'd give me a threesome if I could get one of those iBook and iPod deals.
Well, tell your girlfriend that she's SOL.
He got the Joe laugh that time. It's too bad that wasn't on mic.
There's no answer. Wait, you want a computer? Your girlfriend will give you a threesome if you get a computer.
What the hell do we get out of it?
He hung up. Joe, here's what I have. You know, we're on in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yes, we are.
On KADX. Something something FM. Look that up, please, Robbie. I'd like to give him a plug. Donna, my greetings from Alaska. Here is a set of moose turd swizzle sticks.
Mm. Yum, yum.
These moose nugget swizzles, and here they go, Mike, are real moose turds.
Mm-hmm.
Hold them by the end, the end of the swizzle stick, and it says cocktails with class, Alaskan style, and place the other end into your drink. Enjoy. I saw this advertisement and thought you might enjoy it. Ordered it for you. Love your show. This is from Dale Bivens, Anchorage, Alaska, where he listens on
Extreme FM at 94.7 The X.
Very good. So
the future of rock and roll.
Mike, if you would please pour Joe a glass of water.
Here we go. I got it, Joe.
And what we're going to do is take one of these swizzle sticks.
This cup is nasty.
That was just Lisa's tea.
You're putting moose droppings in it.
We don't have a clean glass.
Joe Artinger. I don't expect to drink.
You can't have that.
Look at that.
Well, I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right.
Joe's going to go get a clean
Joe,
glass.
Joe, drink out of this. Go ahead.
He's going to. Well, like you mentioned, he's going to use a swizzle stick from moose poop.
Right.
But he needs a clean glass.
Now. That's going to be interesting, because that's the end that you're supposed to put in the drink.
Correct.
Is the turd end.
Yes, and as you can see, it's a dry turd.
It's pellet-like. Now, what is the... Is that a candy coating that it has on the outside?
Apparently, it's been shellacked.
Shellacked.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
All right, what's going on there, Don and Mike?
Here we go.
Here we go again.
Keep the string going today.
What can we do for you?
Just driving around, listening to you guys.
That's great. Are you working?
Nope.
Okay.
Attaboy.
Of course not.
Nope.
Hello, who is this? Pete, Don and Mike show. Hi, Pete.
What's up, Don and Mike? Hey, have you got man boobs? Can you come down and get them painted?
No,
guys. It's a girl contest.
So your sister's mother's friends.
You said boobs, though.
No, girls' boobs.
Oh.
Not man boobs. Hello, Don and Mike show. Not mitts. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, can I get on the show, or?
You're on the show right now.
You want to say something, or?
Yeah, I'd like to say something to Don and Mike.
Well, you're talking
to
us right now.
You're talking to us. What?
Oh, I just want...
Great, this phone died.
I really make more money for my job?
All right, Joe, so here's the deal. You take the moose turd swizzle stick, and what you do is, and get it right up by the microphone there.
Which end?
You put the
business end.
Poop end in there.
The business end.
Put the poop end. Let's hear you swirl it around.
desirable. Yeah.
Water's turning brown.
No, it's not. Is it?
It is not. Is it, Mike? Is the water turning brown?
Colored.
No.
Just a little.
Let me smell the thing.
Smell the stirrer. Does it smell poopy?
Does it smell poopy?
Mike is tasting it.
I'm going to try something here. Let me dip it in the water again. Oh. All right, let me do this.
All right. It discolored it just a little bit. I mean, that's bottled water.
Now I'm going to drag this on the paper and see if there's a brown streak.
Oh, no.
No, guess not.
Yeah,
I think you're safe.
Yeah, you're safe.
I think you can chug the whole thing.
You're safe.
Yeah.
There you go. So, Joe, now, please, there you go. Using moose nugget swizzles, cocktails with class Alaskan style.
Any warning on there at all?
Gift from Alaska.
It says not for human consumption.
Does it really?
It does.
Does it really?
Yeah. But go ahead, Joe.
Ready?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Do we get the sound of you drinking it?
Very good.
Mighty good water.
There's our man.
Very good, Joe.
Super Joe.
You can keep that.
I'll take it home and I'll stir up my Bloody Mary next Sunday before the football game.
Very good.
You can use it in your bong water.
Yeah. I'm a little short right now. I need to.
There you go. You have the rest of them. Thank you, Joe.
You know, what would happen if you, like, smash that with a hammer? Would all the poop break out?
Well, we got a few.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be thinking too much.
No, sure. Yeah, we got time. We got time, right?
We got time to smash it open? Put it on a piece of paper and smash it.
Or just take off your shoe.
Joe, on a piece of paper. On a piece of paper.
If I had a hammer.
Okay? Come on, don't be like our callers.
A hammer in the morning.
Don't be like the callers today, Joe.
Hello. After a few hours, it tends to rub off.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, I'm calling about the painting. Over the past few months, I've noticed a change in your appearance, and I was wondering if you're painting your mom.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Stand by, sir.
Hold on. It happened. Hold on. Let me see it. Pass it over.
I'm not stirring my drink now.
Let's take a whiff. See if there's any odor in there. Nothing?
Well.
A little gamey?
It has an odor.
Probably have to hydrate it.
There you go.
Yeah, dip it again.
Dip it in the water now and smell it now.
Freshen it up.
Because it's broken open and it sure does look like moose poop.
Of course it does.
Need more water. Hold on.
Okay.
Need more water.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Here we go. Let's get a nice big thing. Oh, there's a floater. All right, here we go.
Oh, no!
Oh, we rehydrated the moose poop. How it looks.
It looks like the men's room at JFK here.
Let me see it. Pass the glass over. Let me see.
We have rehydrated it.
Oh, that is really moose turd. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Oh, you ought to smash all of them and put them in there.
Hello? Yeah, Kevin, what did you want?
Yes, I was calling in regards to the painting. I was wondering if you also were going to be painting any bald spots.
Hold on.
Oh, come on. Please. How dumb are you?
You paint bald spot?
I think it's a scam.
How old is that paint your bald spot thing?
I don't think it's real.
I think it's a scam. I think it's a scam.
This smells kind of like sawdust.
It's sawdust.
Yeah.
You think? It's sawdust. You tell me what you think. I think it's not moose poop. Well. I think it's sawdust. And we are DAs. We are all DAs for believing it.
Wait.
Am I right? Look at it and smell it. Well, maybe moose eat.
I'm going to touch it.
All right. There's really only one way to know for sure.
The taste.
The consistency.
Is like dust. It's like sawdust.
It looks like it might have... No. It's got some sawdust filler, but it's got some other stuff in there, too.
Well, I mean, moose probably eat like hay.
It's got, for instance... All right, Mike.
That's what I'm thinking.
Hold on. Now, there you go. Now I'm down to the chocolatey middle.
Yeah.
Right? See that?
That looks like a particle of something.
That was inside.
But there's no real smell of poo.
Well, this kind of smells like poo.
Really?
What an idiot I am. I'm holding a piece of moose crap.
It's... Funny, Don. You just holding that between your fingers. That's pretty gross.
I think if it's a purely vegetable diet, as a moose would probably have, there is very little odor.
He'd be
you don't know what you're talking about.
No, that's
true.
No,
he's right.
It's true.
No,
he's
but it's your... Rob gets a look on his face when I know.
I don't know the moose's diet, but I do know that if it is a vegetable diet, there's very little odor.
Maybe it lived around a sawmill.
But this is what my fingers look like on a normal day. When I get home and clean myself after a show.
The deal is done. Let's shake on it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Jimmy.
I can't get any toilet paper.
Hey, Jimmy, hi.
I love Don and Mike
They're delicious. They're so good. They're tasty and good and juicy. I love them both. They're so good.
What are you eating?
I'm thinking of dynamite. It's as if I'm eating Don and Mike. I would eat them. They're so good.
Oh, my God. The guy wants
what
to eat us.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. Hey, Joey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, I cannot believe how badly infested with the idiots this country is. I swear to God, if it isn't, like, you know, enough that through a half-stop day we get to listen to naked girls on the radio, they got to keep putting up balls into the picture. What's up with that?
I agree. Don't worry, we're not going to have any balls on the show tomorrow.
But I agree with this caller. I agree with this caller that these guys call him wanting to decorate their balls. It's very disturbing.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Please, Don, just wipe his fingers on the wall.
Please ignore the giant brown streak I just put on the wall.
Now you're wiping the wall. What's the paper look like after you wipe the wall?
It's all on the wall.
Oh, okay.
I left it all on the wall.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks, Joe. And thanks to whoever it is in Alaska that sent us the moose turd swizzle sticks.
And we found out today, you know, there's always a lesson. Moose poo doesn't stink.
Hello, Tex.
Much.
Hey, Joe.
Joe just left.
Yeah, what's your name?
It's Jeff Poopy.
What's that?
Just Poopy.
Just Poopy.
All right, thank you, everybody. Now, mystery guest contest coming up next.
Yay.
If the mystery guest is on time, which I hope he or she is.
Really?
You want to call 877-365-3636. Your national number. D.C. 202-432-1067.
I know who it is.
New York 877-692-1027. Who?
I don't know.
Okay, I know you don't know. We will take the first 20 callers. You can ask the mystery guest one question each.
And Buzz and I are not allowed to play, right?
We're
allowed to ask questions, but we can't quietly on
you
cards.
You can't ask questions, but
you can write down the
guest, and I'll tell you guys if you get it. You get the mystery guest, and we'll give you the WWF pay-per-view, the Vengeance prize pack. So call now, mystery guest coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You don't forget a thing like Siamese twins.
I believe they prefer to be called conjoined twins.
And hillbillies prefer to be called sons of the soil. But it ain't gonna happen.
Ladies, let them push your head. Don and Mike.
Well, ain't this difficult. For the little engine that could.
Mm-hmm.
Known as the Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
We purposely waited. The mystery guest is not on the phone yet.
Oh, my God. We got screwed by the mystery guest?
Well, we don't know that we got screwed yet. Hey, Lisa? I tried to pinpoint exactly what time the mystery guest would be calling today.
Sure.
We're going to trash the mystery guest if the mystery guest screws us today.
That'd be a shame.
Hey, Lisa, what's the deal with mystery guest?
I don't know. No, he's supposed to call around now, so we're just, they are supposed to call about now, so just waiting for a phone call from them.
Do we have a phone number to get a hold of them?
I would have to talk to Charlie about that.
Okay, well, why don't you get Charlie to call? I mean, we set it up for now, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, it's now.
We can play the game
without the mystery guest.
We can. And if the mystery guest was to call in...
All right, well, let's start the mystery guest contest.
Because if the mystery guest doesn't call in, then it will be the mystery guest. We'll try to figure out the mystery guest who we're going to trash.
All right, that's good. I'll be the mystery guest then.
Okay, good.
All right. Since I know who it is. And let's see. Let's
Buzz, get pen for paper and pick it up.
Yeah. Johnny, pull one up there. Let's go. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You can ask me one question, yes or no. Hello, I'm the mystery guest who has not called in yet.
Yeah, that means I got to go first. It's going to be the toughest one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you an athlete?
Yes.
Does he get another question?
He may guess.
Oh, I can still go as long as I get them right.
No, you get one question. Your answer is yes, and now you may guess.
All right, I may guess.
All right, wait, based on the first question, I'm going to guess.
You are Tony Banks.
Tony Banks. Please, it's not Tom Gavin, Mike. And I said the guy's a star, a superstar.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah?
It's not Tony Banks. It's not Tom Gavin.
All right.
Hello.
Athlete superstar.
Don and Mike. Hello. Who is this?
All right. This is Travis. Well, he is an athlete. So let's see here. I'm going to guess the he. So do you play football?
Yes.
Ah.
That rules out a woman.
That's two questions. You may now guess.
All righty. Let's try Brett Favre.
No. I just want to say, being a professional football player, shocker that the person is not calling on time.
Right.
Because that never happens with NFL athletes.
Yeah, and I'm not saying if the person played or is playing football.
Right.
That's a question you could ask. I mean, although that's not one you could get. You could waste one to say, did you play or are you currently playing?
Right.
I want to make sure I didn't do that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, who is this? Hello? Oh, boy, what a connection this is. Hi, who's this? Hello? I'll take another one. Oh, this is killing me. Just punch down another one. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, who's this?
Wayne.
Wayne, where are you from?
I'm from New York.
No, Mike is not Stan Humphries.
Okay.
Wayne, go ahead, ask a question, a yes or no question.
Okay. Does he play for the Washington Redskins?
No. Who do you think it is?
Phil Sims?
No. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got it. This is Chris from Virginia.
All right, Chris, give me a yes or no question first, please.
All right, let's see. Did he kill his wife and sell ecstasy?
No. He did not.
Good question, though.
And I'm guessing your guess would be O.J.
O.J.
No, listen, trust me, if it was O.J., it would not be a mystery guest. It would be a full show. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Who's this?
Camille from Cliffside.
Hi there, honey. Go
Hi.
Ahead.
Hi.
A yes or no question, please.
Okay. Are you a man of color?
You know, you have to answer the question the way it's asked. You can't play games with this question. She's basically asking you if you're...
White's a color, though.
But
are you
color...
a man of African-American descent?
No.
No. Fleury?
Who?
I'm guessing here. I don't even know his first name.
Who? Do you mean Flutie?
Yeah, Flutie, that's
no, it's
it.
What'd you say, Flurry? Girls are so funny. Flurry. No, it's not Flurry. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
I got it.
Who's this? Oops, what am I doing? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Dad.
Hello?
I got it.
Hey, Dad.
No, Mike. Charles Mann is a man of color.
Oh, okay.
Hi, who's this? Hold on. That's a how you doing, guy? I believe the mystery guest is finally calling in.
Ah.
Robbie, would you pick up 444 and make sure it's the mystery guest?
Tell the mystery guest they have to use a mystery voice.
Hello, mystery guest? Hello, mystery guest? Yes, if you please hang on for one moment and be sure to disguise your voice. The next voice you hear will be Don and Mike's.
Great. All right, good. All right, here's the mystery guest.
How
Oh, the how you doing, guy? Mystery guest, please disguise your voice. Say hello, mystery guest.
Hello.
There you go. Now we have 15 more questions to go.
Right.
Let's go to Johnny here. Johnny, hello. Don and Mike Show, who's this?
Go ahead. You have a question for our mystery guest?
Who is this?
Who's this?
This is Don and Mike. Who's this?
No, I think that's the mystery guest that was answering.
Oh, no, hold on.
See, that's a confusing thing to do with the mystery guest by saying, who's this?
Okay, caller, who is this?
Do we have the caller on the line that's going to ask the question?
No, hold on. I'll do it here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's calling in? What is your name?
Jim. Hold on, Lou.
Okay. Who? Go ahead. Ask me a question. Or ask the mystery guest who's here.
Did you play for the Cowboys?
What am I? I'm stupid. Huh?
No, the answer is no.
No, okay. The answer is no.
The answer is no. Do you have a guess?
Yeah, I was going to guess Moose Johnson.
Moose Johnson. No, I told you, superstar. Superstar. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hello, Billy.
Yeah, go ahead, ask your question.
Does he play on the Northeast teams?
Did you play on a Northeast team?
Is it Elvis?
Oh, come on.
No. He did
well,
not.
What do you got, a metronome going in the background there? What is it?
He did not play on a Northeast team. That's 7 down. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Yeah, ask your question.
Is he a current player?
Nope.
No, he is not.
All right, that means he's a retired player.
Would you like to guess?
Is it Terry Bradshaw?
No, it is not Terry Bradshaw.
More hair than that.
He's got, more hair than that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going great. Ask the mystery guest. Go ahead, ask.
All right, my question is, were you a defensive back?
No, not really.
Nope.
Manute Bol.
Manute Bol. Get out of here. Hey, let's go back to the New York lines. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Who's this?
Teddy.
Yeah, well, what's your question for the mystery guest?
Mr. Guest, were you an offensive player as opposed to defense or special teams?
Did we just lose the mystery guest?
Yeah. The mystery guest just hung up.
Wow.
Could you answer my question then, Don?
We have done the mystery guest many times. It has never been this much trouble. The mystery guest is trouble.
Let me say, the mystery guest has not grasped the concept of just yes or no.
Yeah, of the mystery guest.
Hmm. Okay, and that's not, I can't answer your question yes or no.
And I think another problem here is that due to the configuration, you were repeating and that's working, but the mystery guest can't hear the New York questions.
Oh, I
because of the way the calls are routed. But when you were repeating it, he was doing fine.
All right, well, give me just a yes or a no question. Hello? Oh, forget it.
Honest to God.
I'm going
to
just take a couple more calls, and then I'm going to plug the guy, because the guy called in. Don and Mike, we'll do three more questions on this. Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Ask the mystery guest a question. That's me. Yes or no? Hello? Jesus Christ! Is the phone set up correctly there, Robbie?
You're exactly right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mystery
Hello.
Guest is calling back in, I believe.
Oh, my God. Okay. You know what? Here's what we're going to do. Hey, mystery guest?
Yeah.
Hi, listen. Our audience sucks at this, and
hey, it's
and
unbelievable.
It's not working. So here's all I'm going to give. I'm going to give Mike a guess, and I'm going to give Buzz a guess. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give one.
I want one question with my guess.
Okay, first I'm going to give one last caller a chance. Last call.
Hello.
Yes.
I want to play the mystery guest.
Yes. Ask him a question. He's on the line.
He's on the line?
Yes.
Mystery guest, are you currently a commentator? No.
No.
Oh.
Who do you think it is?
I have no idea.
All right. Thank you, dumbass. Mike, you can ask a question.
Mystery guest, you play defense.
No.
No. Who do you think it is, Mike?
I have no guess because I thought he said he played defense before.
Buzz.
I don't have a question, but I have a guess. Is it Howie Long?
No.
Howie Long played defense, Buzz.
No, let me please welcome.
Why I didn't have a question.
For the first time ever on the Don and Mike show, possibly, simply, the greatest quarterback ever to play football, Joe Montana.
Joe Montana!
Oh. Now, didn't I tell you, superstar?
My God, superstar. I didn't aim that high.
Didn't I? I told you.
Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
And if I had said Hall of Fame immediately, you would have known.
Yeah, of course.
Football, that's why
I really thought that early in the questioning there was a defensive question, and he just didn't answer.
He didn't. I said, not really. Sometimes I have to make a tackle, but only...
That's right. Only if you'd make a boo-boo.
He's absolutely right. Yes, the great Joe Montana.
Oh, what a thrill.
See,
I'm serious. I am jacked to have this guy on.
We finally got a decent mystery guest for our mystery guest contest.
Really, I think the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL. And there are a lot of great quarterbacks in the NFL. Joe, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Now, here's the company Flexol has actually sent me a script. And, Joe, I'm gonna follow the script. live announcer.
You bet.
Live announcer.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, an interview with Hall of Famer Joe Montana.
Right.
Brought to you by Flexol, the pro athlete's pain rub for powerful speed relief of arthritis and other tough pain. Joe.
Yes.
What are your takes on the new rookie quarterbacks and other NFL topics?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that you see is that it takes guys a little bit longer to get involved in the league than most people believe. And some guys come in and make a statement early, but the guys they want to be around for a while.
Joe didn't really have to answer.
Play a little bit of games with them. You see what they're doing with Vic down in Atlanta. And, you know, he's actually coming on pretty quick. And I was pretty impressed with his play the other day. I think he's got a super arm. And
Joe, have you seen some of these questions that the DJs are supposed to ask you?
No, I haven't.
They all seem... pretty lame.
Pretty lame there. Can we ask him questions on our own without the script?
Yeah.
How you doing? How's life treating you, Joe?
Actually, busier now than ever. And I told my wife, I tell her all the time that I'm about ready to retire from retirement because I'm busier now than when I was playing.
Do you do the celebrity golf route? Do you go around to some of those tournaments? I think I've seen your name in a couple of them, haven't you?
I don't play in the one where you can earn any money because I'm not that good. I play in a few around the country, but not very much anymore. My knee's really been swells up every time I play.
So oh, really?
I've been trying to avoid it.
I saw one of those old NFL films things back when you were playing. Where they went like behind the scenes with you. Maybe it was right before you retired, where they had you in the pool with all your kids and and it was funny to see because you don't picture, you know, you think Joe Montana. He's mm-hmm. he's Joe friggin' Montana,
right?
And it's funny to see him out there like throwing his kids in the pool and his kids sure. are climbing on him like all the regulars are. How, mm-hmm. how old are your kids now, Joe?
Oh God, my girls are 16 and one. The other one will be 15 in about a week. And the boys are 12 and 9. And right now they're all playing basketball, and we've been hopping all over the place trying not to miss any games.
And if you don't be offended, I'm just going to say your wife is she's a POA, as we say on this show.
She's beautiful.
Your wife is beautiful.
Thank you. So too.
I really have a thing for your wife. She's she's absolutely gorgeous. And Jeff Garcia, the guy who now plays quarterback for the 49ers,
mm-hmm.
have you noticed that he speaks with a somewhat effeminate lisp? I mean, he's a great player and everything, but I swear, have you heard him, Joe, when he's interviewed? He'll go, well, we had the lot of opportunities to hit to hit Terrell Owens with the slant pattern.
Think that'll affect his play, Joe?
I don't think so. He's doing a pretty good job right now.
All right. Listen, Joe, what would you like to say? Oh, here we go. Hold on. Now I'm supposed to ask Joe. Joe, what can you tell us about Flexol?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the sad part.
Yeah.
I just had to use it the other day. Boy, I'll tell you, getting old has been killing me. And I got out of bed the other morning, and I'm one of those people who hate to be hurt, and I hate to use. I hate to go to the doctor if I don't have to. I hate to go to the chiropractor if you don't. I always want you to come back. But I hate using anything unless I have to. But I'll tell you what, it did help me the other day. My neck, I could hardly turn it, and I slept with it all wrapped around my neck at night, and I'll tell you what, I felt better the next morning.
Well, I can imagine, because I can tell you that Flexol is a pain rub that promises tough, full-speed relief from arthritis and other tough pain.
I'm going to buy a tube or two today. Does it come in a tube or a bottle?
Whatever you like.
Whatever I like.
All right, Joe, thank you for your time. No lie, no BS. We would sniff your jock any day of the week.
It is an honor to have you on the show. We're both big fans.
It was a pleasure being here, guys.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. See that?
Joe Montana. Guys.
That's a worthy mystery guest, right?
Boy, you know, you really wow. You know how you caught me by surprise? You really undersold it a little bit. Like, I wouldn't have gotten that time when we were going to have B. Arthur on the show. You wouldn't have gotten a big reaction from me, but Joe Montana, it just suddenly dawned on me. I mean, I'm like going, Joe Montana, I really thought...
Superstar!
You know, what I thought really was like the you know, one of the 1,500... NFL commentators that we've had on this
right.
show.
Oh, I told you!
Joe Montana.
Superstar.
Wow. There you go.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And I just want to say, when I said that thing about our audience being dummies with the mystery guest thing, it wasn't all your guys' fault. I mean, Joe,
yeah.
Joe wasn't real...
Just the concept.
Real swift on the uptake.
But I liked Flexol.
And I liked his clever disguised voice.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, no!
What is the lead story today?
Today, update from O.J.'s house.
O.J., we haven't talked about the O.J. for a couple hours now.
Very good.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments,
news and comments
coming up on coming the up. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
Professional.
With Planet Cracker.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
At your national number, Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027.
They were born zoo. Don and Mike.
Buzz, hold on a second. Hello, Amanda.
Yes.
Honey, you calling for the contest tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Boobs for Benz.
Oh, boy, you want to come down here with your boobs painted?
Yeah, I'm going to have them painted before I come.
Ah, now, oh, great. Even better. Beautiful.
That's cool.
Who is the celeb you think you most resemble?
The celeb?
Yeah, the celebrity.
The celebrity, you know, the famous person or whatnot.
I don't know.
All right, listen, you got nice boobs, though?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, please.
See, boobs are boobs. Parts is parts. Dogs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not like we're giving her the SAT scores.
Dogs love cheese, all that stuff. Tomorrow on the show, girls, again, you can either paint your own boobs to make them look like Christmas ornaments. You can paint them when you get down here, have someone paint them in the green room for you, then come in and present them. Or you can have someone paint them on the air, or Buzz will paint your boobs tomorrow.
It's that easy. Girls, I have ideas for every anatomy type.
Girls show up starting at 11 a.m. The best set of boobs. Now, we're not judging again, not judging on the quality of the boobs themselves.
No.
But the boobs that look the best with the painting, that look like Christmas ornaments, like Christmas balls, they will win. Those boobs will win a key that can start the Mercedes-Benz C230 from Simply Wireless. Today, if you want to win a key for the car, go to the National Press Building location of Simply Wireless on 14th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., but they're only open until 5 p.m. today.
Very exciting.
So you got to make it fast. We're running late today, shocker, because of the argument. And then
the challenging mystery guest.
The mystery guest. So, Buzz, we're going to do an abbreviated news and comment. Go ahead. Let's hear the OJs.
Well, the feds have raided 10 homes in Miami, including OJ's place, looking for the drug known as ecstasy and some illegal satellite TV boxes. 8 people were arrested in Miami and 2 in Chicago as part of a 2-year FBI investigation into a ring that, among other things, smuggles ecstasy from Holland and apparently does money laundering as well. Simpson was not among those arrested, and the feds won't say what, if any, connection he may or may not have to all of this, but 15 agents entered his home while he was there. The search lasted for 6 hours. Agents came out today with 2 boxes that, from a distance, appear to be similar to satellite TV reception boxes. His lawyer says no drugs were found because his client doesn't now and never has done drugs.
That's your OJ's update. Yeah. We love the OJ's. Love Dream. OJ's. All right.
A TV helicopter spotted Simpson walking around in his backyard wearing a bathrobe. About 2 hours later, he was seen dressed and leaving in his SUV.
I gotta go now. I'll see you later.
Yeah, is he chipping golf balls in his bathrobe? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Afghan rebels say they'll storm Osama bin Laden's mountain hideout in a couple of days, whether we're with them or not. It appears we will be with them, judging from the U.S. bombing around that retreat in the past few days. But there's reason for caution, especially since U.S. intelligence says there's evidence Osama has nuclear weapons. They aren't the usual nukes. These are known as dirty bombs. Instead of doing their own atom splitting, they are conventional weapons that carry and spread radioactive waste, like what we get from nuclear power plants.
Like what you see in the WNEW toilets.
Right, yes. Dirty
waste. Not as toxic.
And very widespread. The U.S. still hasn't decided what to do with the American member of the Taliban found this week in Afghanistan. Right now he's being treated for grenade and bullet wounds. He was born in the D.C. area as John Walker. He converted to Islam during his later life in California.
Yeah, born in the D.C. area. We couldn't be more thrilled.
U.S. officials now have to decide whether he's a prisoner of war or if his parents have requested that he be sent back home.
How about we shoot him in the head?
His family says he's a good boy.
I got a better idea, Dom. Why don't we shoot him in the head? Anybody have any other suggestions?
Rob. Shoot him in the head.
Shoot him in the head. Buzz, do you have anything that you...
I was thinking shoot him in the head.
Okay.
He's one of 3 Americans found so far among the people we're fighting over there.
Mom, Dad, you're not going to believe I've met the nicest bunch of guys in Afghanistan. They're the Taliban. I mean, I know I didn't have any friends when I was growing up, but these Taliban, they've taken me in like one of their own. You meet the nicest people of the Taliban.
And then you get shot in the head. Yes, and money. The White House has issued another terror alert for Americans at home now through Christmas. The Islamic holiday of Ramadan also has something to do with that. Radical Muslims have a history of attacks during Ramadan. That, combined with new intelligence information, led to the latest warning. It's the 3rd in 2 months. No attacks followed either of the first 2 warnings, perhaps because the terrorists also heard them, perhaps because we were on alert, or perhaps because previous intelligence was wrong.
Here is another alert from the White House.
Yes?
Need more cans of that fake snow. The Christmas trees. President Bush says we've gone through 800 cans.
Man, I like that stuff. Spray it all over. That's so pretty. Look at the tree.
Nice bush.
Spray more of it on the tree, Laura. That's good. That's why I like my trees, without that fake canned snow stuff.
Manis, look, gets good looking.
The Secret Service says it'll be providing security for this season's Super Bowl, along with the National Guard and the Coast Guard. As promised, Geraldo Rivera is in Afghanistan. He's apparently not just there to cover the story for his new bosses at the Fox News Channel. He says he's got a gun.
Nice.
And he says he'll use it if he gets the chance.
Geraldo's got a gun.
Geraldo's got a gun.
Says if he gets the chance, he'll use it against Osama bin Laden. Quoting Geraldo, it's not going to be murder, it's going to be a gunfight. He won't ever get that close.
Right.
Word is...
You know, now that I think about why don't we line Geraldo right up next to that guy, and, you know, you do that thing, that's you economize.
Right.
One bullet goes through the first guy's head, then through Geraldo's head.
Geraldo's got a gun.
Pentagon officials.
I told you it would work.
Angry about Geraldo's liberal past, the Pentagon's keeping him away from the real action in Afghanistan.
Buzzy, we got a break.
All right.
My apologies, time management was not at the top of my to-do list today.
That's Joe Montana's fault.
Need a call 100 right now, 877-365-3636, 202-432-1067, or 877-692-1027. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why should I? Why should I be happy about being a grandmother?
Such beautiful paints.
Thank you.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And tomorrow, boobs for Benj. You've heard about that contest. Thursday, we're giving away a WWF Vengeance ringside chair. Courtesy of Comcast and Cox Cable. WWF Vengeance in demand in your home Sunday night, 8 o'clock. Call Comcast, Cox Cable System now to order. Vengeance, WWF style on pay-per-view. Friday, we're giving away a CB700 percussion drum set, courtesy of Music Outlet.
Green Eyed Lady.
Drum set, a nice one, includes hit and crash cymbals, hardware, and throne. Your throne.
No, sit on your throne and pound those skins.
Also known as your stool. Music Outlet, let them make music your outlet. Visit the website at musicoutletinc.com or call 888-747-7851. Once again, here is Buzz Burbank, who didn't know that Howie Long played defense.
No. No, still don't.
After we told him, I like that.
In sports, the Washington Wizards play the San Antonio Spurs tonight without Michael Jordan. Champ has a knee injury. It's the first time the 38-year-old Jordan's missed a game because of an injury since 1993.
Did you call him Champ?
Yes.
Champ?
Yeah.
I've never heard Michael Jordan referred to as Champ.
Well, it said 10 times scoring champ, but I thought that sounded, you know.
Oh, right. Right. Champ.
Okay, I thought that maybe he'd gotten a new nickname or something.
No, but, you know, I think he deserves the
MJ name. MJ Michael Champ.
Yeah. Finally, in Rome, I don't care. In Rome, a TV cameraman was ejected from a women's volleyball game this week, supposedly for zooming in on the wrong kind of action. The referee ejected the videographer after complaints from the players. They said he'd been focusing on body parts, even after forewarnings. The cameraman says he was just trying to pick up the subtle signals the players send one another. Quoting him, sometimes the players use gestures, for example, touching their lower back to send messages.
Right.
That's I'm money. Right. Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
That's it. A good one it was today. Thank you for all your phone calls. Thank you,
Joe Montana.
All right.
Yay.
Tomorrow, booze for Benz.
Boobs.
Excuse me. Boobs for Benz, not booze for Benz.
And I know what you're doing after this show.
Boobs for Benz. Tomorrow's episode. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I am caller number 100.
Yeah, good. Good for you. You got it out. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, well, I could say my name is Cat Berry, but that wouldn't be right. I'm Jeff Shaw from Seattle, Washington. On the Buzz.
Beautiful. Call 100 from Seattle. You've won the Mistletoe Bear from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. My feelings exactly. Send a Bear Graham gift this year from Vermont Teddy Bear. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or their online store at VermontTeddyBear.com. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you, Don and Mike.
Great affiliate, the Buzz in Seattle. If only they
won 4 hours.
Yes, only they pick up the fourth hour.
Right on.
Bastards. But a great affiliate nonetheless. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Take care.
Hold on a second. That's it. We got to go. Girls, be
here at 11 tomorrow morning.
That's when we're going to start the Boobs for Ben's contest.
Come on down with your painted boobs. Look forward to it.
Hot balls tomorrow night, boobs during the day, and balls at night. Gutterball action as we take on Just People.
Just Michelle.
That's the bowling team we're playing tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, at our unofficial home lanes, the AMF lanes in Annandale, Virginia. Love to see you out there tomorrow night. We got to run. Thank you, everybody. Good show today, and good day to you, sir.
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 And Rob?
Are you kind?
Could you please throw that hat in the air, just like Sydney. Top. Did it again. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it.
Sucked. See you tomorrow, Siegfried. See you tomorrow, Roy.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.